All right, Lee, I have a favor to ask.
What you need?
All right, I was figuring they have these things, these like box luggage things. And it's weird. It would be cheaper if I shipped like some of my steampunk clothes.
And then
be filled with John's t-shirts and other people's clothes.
You're really loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am?
Are you swallowing the mic?
Right. No. If you're full, that's fine, because I'm shipping my bike to the hotel.
I think it's funny as hell. Go on and ship it. It's fine. Okay.
Say that again, Lee, so that it's nice and clean for the soundboard.
I think it's funny as hell.
No? Are you full?
Because John's
t-shirts and other people's clothes?
I'm going to ship some of my steampunk clothes, because instead of spending $50 to Delta, I can just ship them to Lee and she can give them to me Wednesday.
And then somebody at the front door.
And the dog agrees.
Is Lee still like really loud, or is it me?
Lee's really loud.
Okay.
Generally. So I think I have one more use out of this my bike box that I'm taping up now. I'm gearing up for Dragon Con. How about everybody else?
Rox?
Yes.
Rox, I will say this. So am I, and I'm about to prove it. There we go.
Which one? What you got?
I have a Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
That's what I'm drinking too.
You know why? You know why we're drinking it, Serve?
Because it's fucking fantastic.
Because it's fucking amazing.
It is fantastic. And normally, you know, when I see it, I always, it brings such a smile to my face, because it's one of those things that actually makes me think of Dragon Con, because usually I don't find it until I'm actually at Dragon Con, or maybe a day or so before. But, you know, it's become so synonymous in my head with Dragon Con that it makes me happy.
Oh, good. Now, sir, if I have told you before that the other Oktoberfest to look for is the Aeinger one, right?
Mm-mm. I don't think I've had it. Is there any there around the con?
There might be.
Okay.
I have not seen it yet, but I'm sure it's showing up any day now.
I plan on going to what is that? World Market. Not World Market. No. What's that one over on
Walmart?
Ponce. No.
Universe Market.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, it was band candy, so I just bought band candy from the neighborhood kids. So, okay.
Wait, what's right. Band candy? Wait. Oh, band candy.
B-A-N-D. Oh,
B-A-N-N-E-D. No, band.
Darn.
A chocolate bar in the shape of a, you know, yes. Cocks and balls or something, or...
I now have the world's finest, if it'll show.
Oh, man, we used to have to sell that in Catholic school, and it has to not changed. It's the crappiest chocolate ever.
Come on,
I got the only
suckered, Lee. You got suckered.
Wait, Lee, do you also have the Brave and the Bold, dip candy and the, what would it be?
Lick-A-Maid,
that's a Japanese film, isn't it?
Lick-A-Maid is awesome. It's purely
Bean. I believe Liv Tyler was in that.
I think that's a franchise in Japan, actually.
Okay, so let me make sure I got everything. Is anybody else shipping me anything? So I'm getting 67 pounds of t-shirts from John.
67 pounds of shirts.
100 t-shirts from who?
Ron.
I'm getting...
Well, I don't know if he's sending them
my yet. Steampunk clothes.
Steampunk clothes. And then
at least you're not getting my bike, so...
No. I'm okay with all this. I'm just trying to make sure I have it all down listed, because I'm writing it on a little piece of paper, so I know what I got. And I got to put in the car that you guys is... I'm not putting a partridge in a pear tree. And then I got to put it in the car so that we can have it on Wednesday. Okay, got it.
Lee?
I'm not going to go for my room.
Oh, whoa. Is your mouth full? What is it? Is it full of band candy?
She has the band in her mouth.
You know, it's band candy is so mid-80s. Kids, try Kickstarter.
Band on the
roof. It's really not very good.
Band. I told you. Tell. This is from somebody who knows.
Oh, jeez, Lee. Seriously. Hey,
I did that on purpose. You didn't take a picture of that, did you, Jonathan?
No, but tomorrow night, can you, for the recording. Can you make sure you're hardwired?
Hardwired. Yes. Do I need to come here and get hardwired now?
It's always preferable, but you don't. You're doing fine. This is Weekend Justice, where quality is just a state of mind.
Yeah, Rocks. Help me, Rocks. Total different bird, man.
No, wait a minute, John.
Yeah, you gotta come hard for Help Me, Rocks.
Yes, you do. Whoa.
So, John, just I would like to point out that quality being a state of mind, I think that's a lot of pressure to put on the podcast, to be perfectly honest.
No, actually, really, I'm putting the pressure on the listener.
Well, that's probably true, because I'm thinking we're lucky to have coherence as a state of mind, frankly, beyond just, you know, audio.
We're lucky
quality.
To have words.
We seldom have that. I can only trust that the sounds that I am making with my mouth are actually being interpreted by someone as words.
And being recorded.
All right, we got 27 views on the DragonCon forum site or Help Me, Rocks.
Yay.
Wait, which one?
And they didn't bump me off thinking it was spam. So
which one? The British one?
DragonConForums.org.
Oh.
Did you put it on LiveJournal?
No, because isn't that where they, you know, you're only posting, I need a hotel room?
No, you can post anything.
I'm not a member of LiveJournal. Don't you have to, like, sign up? I have an anathema against.
Weren't you a member of the Well?
No.
Some of us are members of LiveJournal.
That's a rumor. Okay, why don't you post it then?
Hey,
I don't have anything to do.
Tough
hey, I don't have nothing to do.
I think you're confusing it. Rox is actually a member of the Pit.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Does that make her part of G.I. Joe?
G.I. Joe.
No, but well played, sir.
Thank you. And with that, I'm done.
You're done.
With that, you're all robo. Everyone is going soft on me.
Oh, dear.
Not me. That'll get on the...
Yeah, that's loud.
That's going on the soundboard.
Yeah, DragonCon After Dark.
It on the soundboard because he said it.
Well, because
how soft would you like it to be?
Do you need to be soft rocks, John?
That, on the other hand, will make the soundboard.
John, do you need it to be soft rocked, or do you need to be, you know, just cuddling? What you need?
Hmm?
This will be the best con ever.
It is. I think it's going to be a really good con.
It is.
Okay, so
Rocks, are you binding a hobo with tape again?
Yes, was.
No, I'm binding my shipping crate for my bicycle.
I knew that's what she was doing. I did.
And are you? I understand you're doing it as a shipping crate for your bicycle. Are you using it for your bicycle?
I am, okay, in fact. Yeah. Okay,
just making sure.
I'll tell you this.
Oh,
I actually spent money on what is called an air porter. And the fucking thing, I spent a lot of money on it, and I'm trying to sell it because it's too big. The airlines, they see this big black case, and they think it's a fucking bomb anyway because it's huge.
So wait a minute, it's a big case? Is that all it is?
Yeah, it's a big freaking case. Now, okay. when I fold up my bike, it's a decent size. It's still small, but the last time I used it, I think I wound up spending like $150 to transport it. And thank God I did. And they're like, well, what's in it? Because if you tell them it's a bicycle, the price goes up to $300. I'm like, oh, it's a sculpture. Shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I have this whole Dehan shipping box, you know, you just, you know, and it works really well. They charged me $35 to ship it from here to Atlanta through UPS. And the hotel took it, and they're like, here, man. They brought it up to my room, and there was nothing wrong with it. So, screw the airlines, because, you know, they're racists.
And you were able to transfer a small corpse.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
How did we jump to racists?
No, because Rox considers bikes to be a race.
Yes! They don't like the idea that you're shipping transportation, apparently. They don't like it.
Wouldn't that be that they're against trannies?
Wow.
No.
Isn't that short for vehicles?
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
Wait.
No.
You don't know what you're talking about, John. Just let it go.
What?
Just let it go. Stop.
I thought.
Just stop.
I thought
just
it was. Stop.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Am I mistaken?
So if anybody wants to buy an air porter from Jaehan, let me know. It's going at a reasonable price. Just like that.
Or it's being shredded right now.
It's being repaired as we speak.
It's being fed to Roxy's industrial shredder that she keeps in part of her basement.
Yes.
Also known as a wood chipper.
Yes.
Well, you know, Serv, how Fargo was based on a true story, right?
I've been there, you know.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that the true story was of Rox. Sorry.
Nothing's been proved.
I know. Well, that's...
So, if you guys follow Scott White, he posted a thing about the requirements to be a hobo king. Did you?
Yes, he did. That? And the hobo queen was on there.
I know. I was going to say, being a hobo queen's a lot easier than being a hobo king because you have to ride the rails for at least 5 years.
But for a hobo queen, you only have to go to the hobo thing.
Right. I think.
You know what that is? That's basically the equivalent of these clubs that are like, ladies get in half price before 9 p.m.
Yes.
So, my question is, how would they know you were on the rails for 5 years? Is there a card that you get punched, or,
do you just get punched?
You get tattooed.
No, you have, like, one of those Walmart vests, and you get patches, apparently. If, you know, like, running against the, you know, pit, you know, the...
Against the wind?
The train boss. Running against the train boss. You know, cooking beans, I believe. So, and
have hobo patches.
Yes. Yeah. Look, go look for his thing, and there's a link to it. And go find mine because I actually relinked it or retweeted.
Well, there you go, parents. If you suddenly find the Boy Scouts objectionable, go out for hobos.
Yes.
Fox, here's my problem is that why wouldn't I, if I were the train cops, why wouldn't I be looking for anybody hanging out near tracks wearing a blue vest?
One guy's vest was kind of whitish.
But a vest of some kind, you know.
What you do is you get one of the old hospitality vests from Walmart, the one with the smiley face in the back.
Yeah.
That's way more creepy. That'll work better.
Yeah. I don't know. All I could think of is it's like regular security. Not again. We know people who are probably security guards, so it's not against you guys. But you know, you're there all night. You do your sweep. I'm sure that the thing is
you've already
people that ride
once.
The rails know when to sneak about and stuff. And not all security people have dogs, so there's ways of getting around. You know, the Ernest Borgnine type characters from, you know, Emperor of the North Pole, if anyone saw that film, which is a great
anyone
film.
Else just absolutely stunned about how much Rox has thought about this?
No,
Rox's new PSA for hobo safety.
So Lee, this is Rox. Rox, this is Lee.
Hi.
Apparently, you've never met.
No, it's not just that she's thought about it. It is how detailed she's thought about it. I mean, that, you know, she knows about the dogs.
Are you saying that you think Rox is a sloppy planner?
Never got caught.
You know, maybe that was it. Maybe that was it, Scott. I didn't realize how organized she would be planning this out. Maybe that's it. I don't think she's a sloppy planner. I just didn't think she would use her organizational talents on that as much.
That was my mistake.
You're right.
There's logistics to being a hobo, Lee.
Oh, gosh, yeah. There are, really.
You just don't become.
Because sometimes, Lee, here's the thing. A lot
you
of the hobos.
Just be aimless.
A lot of them know, like, sometimes they have to wait for almost days to go to certain areas depending on where the trains are going. Plus, they have to know which trains will have boxcars so that they can use and stuff. So, there's a lot of logistics. And there's a lot of times that you're just plain dirty, just not from being smelly, but just traveling by train is really filthy.
No, there's dust.
Dust. Cold.
Yeah, I think, honestly, dust is probably the least of your concerns.
You know, you're
like
really
dust in the wind.
You really shouldn't be a hobo if you have allergies.
I just see it now. Some guys like going, excuse me, Mr. Hobo, where can I get some distilled water for my neti pot? Yeah, it's
that'll work.
Kelly.
We really need to try these Avengers clones out.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Can we get some?
Well, they're on Amazon.
Okay. Are these diesel ones?
No, they're Jadco or something.
Oh. Yes, we did it. I did a post about them when they first came out, and they're ridiculous.
Because I know
and there's a Black Widow and a Loki and a Nick Fury.
Wait a minute, they actually named the names?
Yes. No. These are
Invincible.
These are official.
Okay, post.
These are official ones.
Yeah, post this, because this is different from what I've seen.
Yeah, because I saw the diesel ones earlier this summer.
These are officials.
I thought the other ones were official.
They officially smell like Hulk.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, is that one smelling like a hobo's armpit?
So what I'm sending you right now is the link of the four that are, there's an Iron Man, a Thor, a Hulk, and a Captain America.
Okay, see, this is the one I talked about, I think, because...
And there are three others that are not in this set of four, because there's a Nick Fury, a Black Widow, and a Loki, and the Loki is unisex.
So does the Captain America smell like someone that's like from 1940?
Do you want me to?
It just smells like
the thing that they said they smell like.
It just smells like old spice. That's all it smells like.
You smell well preserved.
Canoe. Have you ever smelled canoe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the Patriot cologne, which is the Captain America, is reserved and sexy. Transparent, aromatic, and modern in nature.
Which makes sense for somebody from the World War II.
The cologne for Captain America is both reserved and sexy, but it pays homage to the confident stand-up to bullies, hard-working average Joe and every man.
Every Joe.
So it really, really, really fades after 5 minutes. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
The cologne smells like the regret of Edward Norton.
No. Okay. Here's what I said about the Patriot. I think it's right. Okay. First off, it smells.
This is important.
The smells in it. No. The smells of it are oak wood, sandalwood, and tequila.
Wow. That just smells of 1945.
Who's oak wood, sandalwood?
That's Patriot. Captain America is not going to smell like a margarita.
So that smells of Hooters at rush hour.
Yes. Well, I mean, the Mark 7, which is the Iron Man, smells like mandarin, neroli, nasturtium. I got it out the first time. And jasmine layered with light.
Because Iron Man would never smell like mandarin.
That was what I mentioned in there. They got points for actually sneaking that in.
And then there's Worthy, which is the Thor one, which is a woody citrus cologne with a unique, meaningful combination of bergamot, frozen ginger, and wheatgrass, blended with a hint of fresh, natural grapefruit, and layered deeply with aromatic
cypress. Bullshit.
Wait a minute. Okay. Guys.
Scott, I'm sorry. This is no worse than any write-up of B-Pal, so hush it.
Listen. You shut your mouth right now.
What? All right.
No.
Girls,
you're both pretty. Listen.
Fight.
All right.
And you both smell like patriots.
Yes. No, here's what I would like to point out. The Amazon description says the perfect dad or graduation gift. Now, I think none of us, none of us probably had the perfect father. We probably all had great fathers, I would say. But I would not trade my dad in for a set of perfume. Saying that this set of perfume would be the perfect dad, that's insulting to dads everywhere.
That depends on the bottle, really. What do they look like?
Well, and what's the alcohol content?
Tuffley's revealed a lot about himself.
But then there's also Smash. Which is the whole Smash.
Yeah, that's like that show about the musical on whatever it is.
The really good show on NBC, yes.
Wait.
Okay.
Give me the ads for football. Okay.
In the description, it says it evokes both a serene sense of timeless freedom and a single-minded, unbridled passion for life.
That would be Patriot.
No, that's Smash.
Oh, that's wrong. Because actually, it's like Pokemon and Tarragon create in Smash clean, clear top notes with the unexpected accords of water lily and nutmeg, then carries an intense woody, dry down and enriched with Indian sandalwood, vetiver, musk, and sharp cedar.
Oh, so you smell like a bee.
Somehow that doesn't smell like anger management to me.
I'm wondering.
The only thing it has in common with the Hulk is they're both green.
Well, it is now. I don't know. I'm just saying we should be able to try these. We need to beg somebody to send us each bottle.
Oh my gosh, Scott, you're all smelly. Go ahead.
Wow. I would try these. Even with my allergies, I would try these.
He's our smelly guy. You're our smelly reviewer guy.
Minister of Naughty Bits and Sense.
So wait a minute.
Black Widow, Nick Fury.
Whoa. Well, hang on. Did you say incense?
Incense. Or innocence.
No, I just making sure you didn't say incest. I was like, innocence. Okay.
Yes, no.
All right, he
doesn't have a brother.
I'd like to point out that...
if they send me free stuff, I'll give it a smell, but they haven't sent me anything, so fuck them.
Have you got something you want Scott to smell like? Please, feel free to send it to us.
Yeah.
Or call Help Me Rocks.
At 404... Hold on.
Something
382-0769 for the Dragon Con, because, you know... We're recording on Wednesday, and that would have been passed, so this is for the upcoming future show. Because we need to make at least 13 episodes so that we can beat out Witches of Eastwick. Thank you.
It was called Eastwick, but...
not Witches of...
Whatever, I don't care.
So,
paid for it by Paul Gross.
I did write up a post on this, making fun of these silly people.
I point out that this is a choking hazard with small parts, and it's not for children under 3 years old. So if your 2-year-old stinks, the Avengers perfume is not the answer.
It's probably a diaper change.
Maybe Febreze. Did you guys see that post about the toddler fighting?
What?
Or have you tried talking to your children?
Apparently, let's see. Baskerville Manor sent me this. Hold on. Talk amongst yourself. I'll get to it. Hold on.
So I have
a new ringtone. Can I say something? Oh, sorry. You first, Tuffin.
No.
So I have a new ringtone. I don't know if you can hear this, but...
Oh, yay! Hands of Manos.
No. Oh, that's pretty okay. Awesome.
That's cool.
Tuffley, you gonna wear the outfit?
No, I'm not.
There was a guy at Dragon Con that made that.
I don't know who has the legs for that outfit, so.
Nobody does. Anywhere. Delaware Toddler Fight Club. Okay.
You've got my attention.
Okay. this was reported on Fox News. And
so it must be right.
Yes.
Literally, right.
Somebody talked about Fight Club. Three Delaware daycare employees have been accused of encouraging toddlers to fight each other while children were under their care. CBS Philly reported that.
That's awesome.
Tiana Harris, 19.
Fight with diapers?
Yeah, hold on.
Wow.
Lisa Parker, 47, and Estefania Myers, 21, employees of the Hands of Our Future Daycare in Dover, were arrested after a cell phone video emerged. I'm sure we'll see this tomorrow. Emerged of them allegedly encouraging 2 3-year-olds to fight in an organized battle. Police said in the video,
to the death.
One child is heard yelling, "He's pinching me!" One daycare worker allegedly responding, "No pinching, only punching." It's difficult. It was a difficult video to watch, Dover Police Captain Tim Stump told Fox News. One of our kids, one of the kids involved ran over to one of the adults for protection, but she turned him right around and back into the fight. People, are you crazy? Do not do this.
Or filming on Expendables 14 has already begun.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, anyway. I hear that the most recent Expendables movie was fun.
No,
it was like a hamburger.
I agree with that.
Kind of what I've heard.
I heard that too.
No, you said that.
I liked the last one, as weird and crazy as it was.
Hey, the last one, it was a bunch of old guys getting together and shooting guns. But it wasn't shooting guns and blowing up as it could have been, which I understand this one may actually fulfill.
Ooh.
Well, just when you're as self-aware as this one is, it's a lot more fun. When Arnold Schwarzenegger goes to make his third "I'll be back" joke and somebody cuts him off, I mean, that's just great. So I liked it anyway.
Nice.
Yay. So I saw that this weekend and Born Legacy this weekend. So,
which I hear you're not as happy with.
Yeah. I mean, basically, and I'll share this here because this isn't a review, but slow to get started. Then, second act was Flowers for Algernon with guns, and then the third act was literally Terminator.
You know, 2. I always thought that's what that was missing: guns.
Yeah.
God, I thought it was more like Lord Jim, but we're referring to other books.
You know, I would have killed for a motorcycle chase during Flowers for Algernon. So
I would too. Yeah, Cliff Robertson handled cycle.
You know, I know kung fu. Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
John. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
How did a song fail?
John, you there?
I think he passed out.
Is someone calling
Is someone calling
me? We wanted you to play something.
Oh, what do you want me to play? I'm sorry.
Tragic.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Actually, the problem, John passed out because he tried to bring up kung fu fighting and instead brought up the B-side, Dance the Kung Fu. So, big difference.
1, 2, done. Dance the Kung Fu.
I have dahlias blooming in my yard.
Black dahlias.
I plant some black dahlias, but I planted some red ones and some purple ones too. And calla lilies. And my gardenias are blooming right now. Again, for like the second time this year. I'm sorry. I'm just very happy. I love flowers. Flowers make me happy.
I do. They just don't grow in my yard. Just the poison.
They are growing all over.
That's because it's Brian Stetzer's plumbing problem.
Yeah, I know. It is, man. Yeah. He's ruined the whole fucking yard.
I know. It's just ruined your neighborhood, I heard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just really happy. My flowers are... I love flowers. Flowers make me very happy.
So if you want to buy flowers for Lee at DragonCon, please give her a big bouquet.
Any kind of
flowers. It'll dress up that extract room.
Or you could ship them to her pre-con, and then she can have it ready for you.
I don't even want to ask where her pre-con is.
Wow.
That sounds kind of personal.
That's
I will say, you know what? I here's what I would recommend. I would love to see someone, because Lee said she likes all flowers, buy her a corpse flower.
No.
I'd like one of those in the corner of the extract room.
I wonder if you could actually buy one of those.
I don't think so.
They're very rare.
You know, that's a good...
Well, and they're very large, from what I understand.
They are.
And ungodly expensive. So, yeah, don't do that.
That would be the rare part.
That would be the very rare and expensive and big. And it's not that big of a track room.
And you know what? You've still got to pay for Dragon Con. So, you know.
I can't believe nine days away.
I know. Woo!
Like 8 days seeing each other.
How's your schedule coming?
Yeah, we're counting the minutes to see.
I know. I'm waiting for that Thursday.
It's out. I think you guys need to go and look at the updated schedule that is on the PDF and on the DragonCon app. And you'll see if they have anything set on Thursday.
I'm talking about the once there Thursday panel and then went missing.
It's not there.
What? There's a Thursday panel?
There was a glitch in the app for actually several days, and some of them were they from last year?
That was actually the Eastwick panel that was scheduled. Way to hurt some people's feelings.
I know. Okay. I wanted to see the thing about the polyamorous-y science sociology panel and science.
But are you speaking real words?
No, I'm not really. No.
Okay. So see, here's what happens I'll give you the behind the curtain view. Ooh. Oftentimes, especially fan panels that we know that it's not something that it's really hard to work around the guest stars or we need a big room for. What we do is often we start putting them in and we put them all on Thursday at 10 a.m. and then we start moving them around in our database. And I had that one at Thursday as well. I really want to do this one, but then I got full. So I just left it there and said, don't print, but I didn't want to delete it just in case. And then it got shown up. Very much. There were actually almost all of the data that was in there was a lot of people were like, that's not the right. I don't know from when y'all pulled that, but that's not the right data. Because
happened to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. None of it was valid. It was all being tested.
Oh, well.
And people were like, I'm making my schedule. And it's like, and even my husband's like, making my schedule. I'm like, not with that one. You're not. Don't do it. Wait.
Always wait till like the weekend before.
The weekend before is when you should do it, in all honesty.
Yes.
So, just so you're aware, there is a, on eBay currently, there is a Morphophallus titanum seed, the corpse flower. It's currently going for a little less than $30. So, if anyone wants to snag that and send it to Lee.
That's less than it costs to try to obtain a copy of the Castlevania game for the PlayStation.
See, so all you Castlevania fans out there,
it's cheaper than trying to find an original copy of Symphony of the Night, people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's more important, finding that, or giving Lee a flower that once it blooms will smell like death? I mean, honestly, ask yourself that question. And if you didn't answer correctly, ask it again.
Or you could just, you know, go and buy a $5 bouquet at Kroger and that'd be
worth
more than that.
Or you could buy Lee the Castlevania game.
I'm not a game person.
No.
Not.
Really?
I know, it's kind of surprising.
Yeah, how many times have you pulled out of the pulled a prize out of the loser box, Lee?
Many a time as the loser box.
Yeah,
I have won occasionally though. I did win something.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, she won the box.
No, I didn't win the box.
She already has a little box.
I have a little box.
I need a little box.
See? I have a little box. Oh, thank you.
But you're going to get more boxes because people are going to ship you things before the con.
That's right.
Woohoo!
Death flowers. Yay.
Big boxes.
Death flower.
John, how many boxes is it?
Death flower.
Yeah, John, how big is this box? Oh, sure.
It's 18 by 18 by 24. What does a size matter? It's 67 pounds that it weighs.
Well, I guess I thought it would be maybe, you know, a couple of boxes. But no, it's just all of them in one.
What in the hell? John, what are you sending?
Are you sending Lee a server?
I'm sending her t-shirts. Lots and lots of t-shirts.
T-shirts okay. for the Fun Fest.
Oh, Jesus.
John, that would be really cool. Can I have a server? Can you send me a server?
I'll send you a serve.
I'm already picking a serve up.
John,
you can pick him up on Thursday at about 9:30-ish.
About 9:30-ish.
This time, just remember to put the air holes in the box.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
He never does that. He never, ever does that.
That's why serve is grown gills.
We lose so many serves that way.
But good news is, Widge does have the cloning machine.
Yes, well,
he also has a cloning machine, too. So
yes, well, here's a question. Serve, what would the serve cologne smell like?
Berries.
Berries?
Patchouli oil.
It's not like
burning rope.
Serve would not. Oh my gosh, it would be.
Not he'd actually wear, just to cover up, you know, other things.
It would be burnt hemp.
The slight
burnt
scent
hemp
of fabric.
With cedar. Hold on. Burnt hemp with cedar, I believe, with a touch of grapefruit. What do you think?
I could see that. Touch of citrus.
And a warning that it does not actually contain THC.
Yes.
Do you type that into, you know, like a website somewhere and it tells you?
No, I just made it up because I know the way you smell.
That is ever so much better, though, than smelling like chewy.
You know, the fact that she said that as she was tearing the tape off.
Serve.
Hey, that's the way I roll.
Serve.
Send help.
Serve. I was going to ask you. Do you need help?
Now stay still.
Help. John, send help.
Okay, sir. Help's on its way, sir.
Thank you.
What kind of help is coming?
Healthy Rocks is coming. Yay! You can reach me. Healthy Rocks.
Live. Well, by the time this goes up, you can download it.
You can go to theuniquegeek.com/watch. Or if I can get Widge to put it up on his site, we can go to neatcoffee.com/watch or something like that.
Yeah, we need it all, everywhere, because it's for Dragon Con.
And you know,
in fairness to Widge, I didn't give him any warning until I said that.
And you know, then pretend it's live whenever you are.
That's right. Yes.
I wonder what happens if I do click it on that page that I set up there. Go about the podcast. Don't have to stop for me.
No, I'm sorry. I was actually going online to see if there was a website where I could create.
Beg for this.
Oh no!
Scent.
No, create a custom scent, the serve scent, and see what it would cost to make it.
Oh yeah, there are sites you can do that.
Serves like
yeah. Didn't you see?
Up.
Didn't you watch Silence of the Lambs or the Hannibal movie?
You know, which it's just too bad you can't ask Jeeves anymore.
Does serve smell like?
Oh,
Google says.
Oh, remember what you did the last time you put that on Yahoo Answers?
Google's trying to convince me to convince me that he smells like space.
When you type in Google the unique, and then you put a space, immediately types in sheep.
Sheep?
Yep. Unique sheep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
The unique sheep. That's awesome.
Right. Kind of weird.
Do we have that website too?
No.
That's the tween spinoff.
Oh God. I got a track for it.
Basically,
the sheep is on Facebook too.
So John, apparently,
and 120 people are talking about it right now.
Space.
The final frontier.
Yes, according to astronauts, smells like the acrid aroma of seared steak. Hot metal and welding fumes.
Ooh, how would they know what space smells like? Because
basically, when they get back into the space station and take off their helmet, whiffs of space come off of their helmet.
That's a really insulting thing to say about
the existence of nothing comes up.
It's because there's a. Now, I will say that just because there's a vacuum involved doesn't mean there's no smell. Now, I've had some crap vacuums before.
Oh, you know what it actually smells like? That dehydrated ice cream crap that all kids want to eat, and it tastes terrible.
It does taste terrible.
Yeah.
And which should know.
That's what, so basically, space is the smell of hope and despair at the same time.
But isn't
in
that
space,
smell
no one can hear what you smell like.
Why don't people like astronaut ice cream? It's so tasty.
I eat bottom feeder candy, okay? And that is crap.
And by that, okay, she means literally candy shaped like catfish.
That's nice.
Hey, Tuffley.
I want candy shaped like catfish. I want candy shaped like catfish.
So
you want candy shaped like Swedish fish.
This is true.
Oh, hello. Is that a euphemism?
Yes, it is.
No.
Swedish fish. It means penis.
Swedish fish means penis, okay? Mm-hmm. In the language or just as a euphemism?
Yes.
Okay.
In all languages, Wedge.
No, Tuffley, I was just reminded of that, of one of my favorite lines of love. From Ghostbusters, which was, listen, do you smell something?
Do you smell something?
Yes. Which, again, when I watched it the first time in the theater, I about fell out of my chair, and everyone else was like, what the fuck is this problem? So...
I want candy shaped like a penis. I want candy. Wait.
You can get that in Atlanta.
I think that could be arranged.
John, I'd like you to meet Scott. Scott, this is John. It's a podcast for introductions.
Yes.
See? There you go.
There you go with the tickle me Scott again. We're never going to get that part.
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh, can we get one?
God. Yes.
No. No. Yes. That is no.
I ran out of duct tape.
Let's see.
I want to. Yes. Okay. Somebody make a tickle me Scott.
Please God, tell me you got I ran out of duct tape and we'll put that on the soundboard. Please.
Oh,
no, I didn't record that part.
The recording thing that we have was failing at that particular moment.
Oh, he would. He would do that because he's evil.
In a good sort of way.
So that's fun.
And there you go.
Not as much fun as what I just sent you.
Scott.
Oh, let's see.
What did Widge send us?
Catfish candy.
Catfish candy.
Ooh, all right.
Is that what you... That, disgusting.
Now, Widge, it's important to ask, is that boneless catfish candy?
Yeah, there are a lot of bones in catfish, though.
So. Nice. So, okay, so, yes, on Amazon, just for the record, and I can't wait to go into my own recommendations and remove this so it doesn't start recommending things based on this, but super fun penis candy!
You know,
100 pieces,
Japanese.
Fun fruit flavors.
Yeah.
So,
is it the hard kind or the gummy kind?
Now,
talk to me, Lee.
Now, what would actually go with if you like, you know, penis
just
candy?
Just don't get the squirty kind.
Well, I will tell you this.
Mints in the shape of vaginas.
But hang on. Toughly, here's customers who bought this
vagina
item. Hang on. Customers who bought this item also bought Party Pecker Straws, Pipe Dream Products, Pin the Macho on the Man. Okay, I don't even want to click on that and find out what it is. Adult Mad Libs, a Bachelorette. Okay, ladies, this is just not right, okay?
I think we found the pinata for next year's fun fest.
Yes, it is a pinata shaped like a cock and balls. Okay.
That would be awesome. Oh my god, that's the most beautiful thing ever.
But it's not rated.
Like a stage prop for David Lee Roth.
But it's not rated very high.
Okay, yeah, what are the reviews of this? I'll go look at that in a second. But next to that are California Exotic penis cookie cutters. That'll be great for Christmas. Penis shaped pasta. That's right, folks. We're getting the penis out now instead of it.
Is it whole wheat?
Well, so
well, I have a penis ice mold.
With the pinata, does the candy come out the more you stroke it, or how does that work?
In which this one is more highly rated, right there, I just sent you.
Okay, wait a minute. So
I'm not clicking on that.
Hang on. The review. Hang on. the review from Amazon for the Bachelorette Penis Pinata is titled, the one-star review, mind you, is titled, Poorly Made, Ripped the Moment I Hung It.
That's how I usually work.
Yes.
Well, it was hung like candy. So,
oh my God!
Hung like candy, John. What did he find? I'm not clicking on it. I know better.
Oh no. Okay. So first of all, dear listeners, just so you're aware, you know that it's going to be a quality penis pinata when you see the words "ships from and sold by Hustler."
Wow. Oh, that is quality. Yeah. That is the name for a quality penis pinata. Yep.
God.
No one's arguing that point.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Here's the description. Here's the Lucky Bride's last chance to smack around the party pecker pinata. It's a full 18 inches long, so you can fill it with lots of condoms, candies, cock rings, and toys that will make the girls scramble and squeal with delight, filler not included. Our pledge is simple. We guarantee to make them laugh. Oh, my God. That is terrifying.
Well, at least they didn't guarantee to satisfy, because, you know, that would involve...
That would be... Yeah.
Aren't cock rings kind of expensive? I mean, no, you put crap stuff in pinata.
Couldn't you...
Let the record show. Lee responded about the price of cock rings, not Scott.
And besides, couldn't you just use...
I don't need a cock ring. Thank you very much.
Couldn't you just use...
Neither do I. I'm just saying that I've been to Insurrection, and you see prices on things.
There, girls. You're both whatever you think you are.
And besides, couldn't you just use rubber bands anyway?
Oh, my God. There's an entire Bachelorette party store on Amazon. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Lee, again, knows this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lee, dare I ask what... Okay. Somebody's
blind.
Oh, God, there's a dong beer funnel. Oh.
Now, that one I've never seen.
I was going to say, which, that's not a pinata.
No, I have an ice mold penis.
And
if you want a penis ice mold, I can bring it to con.
And which? Okay. Those aren't pillows either.
Okay, Lee, I appreciate the offer, but how can I say this? No.
I would like a nice mold penis.
You would?
A moldy penis.
Oh.
No.
John's
going to
give
it
as a gift.
No, you don't get to keep it. It's mine. You get to use it.
It's Lee's moldy penis.
You want it after I've used it? Wait a minute.
Well, I'm assuming you're going to make ice in it.
Well, sure. Cubes.
Or some other experiment, sure.
No, then, you don't get to do it. You get to order your own. And I bet it's on Amazon.
Hang on.
John, be nice to her. She'll, like, take a torch to all those shirts.
John,
just
for the record, just all I'm going to say is check your freezing point.
That's a good advice for everyone, though, really.
Mostly.
Oh, Jesus.
I want candy shaped like a penis.
Penis. Yeah,
hey,
no.
Did I tell you on my bike ride I found somebody left a candy jar?
Oh, thank God.
Next to a country club golf course.
Oh, wait, yes! That's because I retweeted that as the one line that explains you more than anything for Pete Rocks, which was, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was basically... It was
and
something.
And I took the candy jar too.
No. It was basically something to the effect of, "Who leaves a candy jar out by a country club? It's mine now." And I was just like, slightly paraphrased, but I was like, "That is everything anyone needs to know about Rocks." In less than 140 characters.
Yes, Rocks. I will tell you, the candy jar may have been from a wedding, because that is now the new thing for wedding favors. I know, but here
it was a Saturday morning. Nobody has a wedding on Friday.
So, country club owners and/or residents, lock up your candy jars.
No. Here's my concern: is that okay? Just a mere 12 years ago, when I got married, it was bad enough having bird seed thrown at us. Mm-hmm. Now throwing candy jars?
No. Even to the guests who've come to say thank you for coming to the wedding. I don't understand this either.
What's happening? So confused.
Welcome to
it's
Weekend
a decent
Justice.
Sized candy jar, Lee. I can't picture anybody giving that out.
Well, I don't know.
That's some premium candy jar shit right there, people.
Yeah. Had Mike and Ike's in it.
Ooh,
Mike and Ike's. Some Starburst.
See, you go cheap on the candy, that's what happens.
Yeah, it's like, this is in a ritzy neighborhood. Where's the really good stuff?
At least do now and laters. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Laffy Taffys, come on.
Yeah.
I like hits and B-Bats. Remember that, people at Dragon Con, you can get me
B-Bats?
B-Bats, yeah.
They're those
little taffy lollipops that only come out during, you know, that are only out at Halloween time. It's the last of the candy in your Halloween bag.
Don't ask me why this reminds me of this, but I am sleeping with you Friday night, right?
Wednesday night, you're sleeping
with Wednesday night, yes, Wednesday night.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Friday night, you're sleeping with Shaq.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I can't come between you and Shaq, sorry.
And I think Thursday night, serves in line.
Aren't you? Yeah.
No, sir. Aren't you glad you got some distance away from the
I'm sleeping with Bob and Simon.
Right. I'm sleeping with her Thursday.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Okay. It is musical beds. Good to know.
Yeah, it is.
Scott, pictures or it didn't happen.
This is a bad British sitcom.
Yeah, it is.
Wait a minute. So how do you spell? hang on. I'm. How is B-Bats? How do you spell it?
BB Bats, I think. BB Bats.
Okay. I'm fascinated. I've never heard of this.
It's a candy from the north, I think.
Oh, I see.
You know, between all this candy and penis talk, I've decided I've had enough. So I'm going to leave.
You're going already? It's not. Oh, my God. It's 9:30. How the Christ did it become 9:30?
Wait.
Because we were talking about penises and flowers and cologne.
Just so we have this on record, sir, have you finished?
I'm finished.
Okay.
Which, I think
you
want me to say that more clearly, John? And I'm finished. How's that?
Oh.
I think that's more.
But no, you gotta go.
See you guys.
See you next week.
Yes.
See you soon.
Clean up the door.
I think we have the title for this episode.
Yeah, what's that?
See you next.
It smells like sex and candy.
Which, have you never seen some of the things they put on bachelorettes and do at bachelorette parties? You just seem so surprised by
this. What do you mean, put on them?
Lee, hang on. Let me just point out something. Hang on.
Leave a Marcy Playground reference on the ground like that, Wedge?
Yes, I am, because Scott touched it. Anything involving sex and candy that Scott touches, I do not touch.
To be fair, serves the one that finished, not Scott, so it's fine.
Okay, somehow, for some reason, that just does not make me feel better. I don't know why. Maybe that's me. Maybe that's my own limitation, but I'm willing to live with that. However, what the fuck was I saying? I don't even remember what I was saying.
We were talking about candy.
We're looking up BB bats.
I was looking up BB bats. So I've looked up BB bats, and I'm looking at, yes. So taffy suckers. I have never seen these before, ever.
Oh, they're great. The strawberry is really good.
Wow. There you go. This is what we need. The Candy Crate 1950s Classic Retro Candy Gift Box.
Oh, you can get those at Cracker Barrel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You load up, man. I can't get out of Cracker Barrel less than $50. Just saying.
Well, I hardly see anything in here that I ever ate.
Mallow cups are really good.
They have a box for the 60s, I think the 70s, and I think they have one for the 80s now.
Okay, all right, good call. Let me see. Let me look at the 60s here. Maybe I'm just because I have to admit, I was not the pickiest Halloween candy eater, but I did have limitations, you know. Now, in this, in the 60s,
and I've been trying to work on that for years.
Yeah, well, just knock yourself out. And by that, I mean literally knock yourself out. No, I
don't put an eye out, though.
Yeah, that's
Lee's job. Shoot your eye out.
Careful with that.
Whoa. Now, I do see, now, okay, when you get to the 60s, I see Now and Laters. Those are good.
Mm.
Atomic Fireballs. Fucking love those. Awesome. Yeah, I see, where was it? I see Charms Pops.
Charms those are good. Stuff.
Yeah. Lemonheads. Those are good.
Awesome.
But yeah, stuff like the Mike and Ike, I never got into. The Good and Plenty, I never got into.
Oh, no. Good and Plenty is actually 50s.
No. Well, no, it was both. It was in both, basically. So,
yeah, because some of the stuff carries over if you look at the box sets between the 50s, the 60s, 70s, and the 80s.
Yep. Yep.
Some of these carry over. Yeah, they have different rappers. They'll have the period-appropriate rappers, though.
Well, that's actually cool. Okay, so if you go to the 70s, I see Pop Rocks. Yeah, I see. You still got the Lemonheads and the Now and Laters, Bazooka Gum. Yeah. I see the Zot, I think it is.
Those are good, too. Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. And you have the different lemon heads. They have apple and cherry heads, which I honestly don't remember seeing those.
They weren't that great as bands, either.
Yeah, that's true. And then 80s. Let's see. What's in the 80s? Okay, yeah, we still got Pop Rocks. We got Nerds. Hell yeah. We got Fun Dip. Oh, hell yeah.
I thought Fun Dip was 70s. I liked Fun Dip.
Yeah, Sweet Tart.
Yeah, but that was after Peter Gabriel left.
Dolly Ranch. Dolly Ranchers, yeah.
I never got into Jolly Ranchers, even though that's sort of like a different form of Charms.
Well, now, what I would say is, make sure the Fire Jolly Ranchers, those were fucking great. Those were awesome. Nothing beat the Fire ones. I would just be like, give me the Fire and nothing else, and I'm good. Yeah, Blow Pops are in here. Yeah. Yeah, I am totally a child of the 80s.
What about Bubblicious? Bubble Yum. You know, Bubble Yum, I remember the urban legend where somebody said that there were spider eggs in Bubble Yum. That was an urban legend, kid. Well, at that time, it was just Bubble Yum.
Okay, so I would just like to point out that while I am willing, under duress, to say that something involving the 80s and candy can be considered retro. The fact that you have a 1990s classic retro candy thing, you can fuck off, whoever made these. You can go fuck yourself. All right?
Yeah.
That's too soon. It's too fucking soon.
Are there any Garbage Pail Kids?
Although, amazingly, the limited edition Chumbawamba candy is actually still amazingly fresh.
Oh, forget that. It's wacky packages from the 70s, Lee.
Yeah, but
that's
the package.
Where Garbage Pail came. They stole from wacky packages.
Yeah, but toughly, the Chumbawamba package is all broken up, so it's not worth as much as
I get knocked down, then I get up again.
And then you break up, and then you go away.
All right.
I drink some whiskey drink and some vodka drink.
Yes.
And some cider drink.
Lee knocks herself down, but she gets up again. And we never
can. All the time.
Yep. That's very true. But
I fall a lot.
But see, Lee, here's the thing, though, is that because you're so small, you don't have far to fall, so you don't really injure yourself as much as you could.
Just a little bit of a bruise. I'm okay.
Yeah.
So Lee is a wobble.
Oh.
I am not a weeble wobble.
Ow.
Toughly, I know where you live. It only takes me 5 minutes to get there.
That's okay. I'm going to ship something to you.
Okay,
you guys live less than 5 minutes from each other? Do you guys pop in? Hey, I was in the neighborhood. I'm stealing some of your flowers.
Don't steal my flowers.
I'm not stealing her flowers.
Oh God, Toughly, I want to buy this corpse flower seed and like plant it in her yard somewhere. How long does it take to grow? Because that would be great. That would be great. You know, it would be great if there. What we need is, and I'm not one for mad scientist shit, but I would fund this. This needs to be a Kickstarter of some kind. Is to take the growth spurt that comes with bamboo, where they can grow literally like a meter a day, right, when they get going, and combine that with the corpse flower. So I see Lee going away for Dragon Con and coming home to a giant 6 meter tall flower.
Dude, it's a full shop of horrors.
Yeah, it is. But without the awesome basso profundo voice. So
That's true.
Yeah, sadly.
Well, all they have to do is feed it Lunchables. It'll be okay. The kid will, her kidlet will save the day. I have Lunchables.
Lunchables!
They've been hidden under my bed from my mom.
And they're still fresh.
Have them under his bed. I hate to tell you guys.
That's right. Well, oh, you found them and took them? You confiscated Lunchables? Oh, Lee, you heartless bitch!
This is going to be the best con ever.
So everybody should bring me flowers and my son Lunchables? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, in fact, I think I will give a prize. I will give a prize to whoever shows up and gives Kidlet a bouquet of Lunchables.
Oh, wait, no, where about? Would you give a prize if somebody brings me a bouquet of flowers?
No.
I will say yes. I will say yes, but they must be interesting flowers. None of this. I went to Kroger and I bought some daisies. No, I want something interesting. Now I understand that the corpse flower being 6 meters tall is probably not something that you can get someone at Kroger to wrap. However, just
is
something.
Is there still a florist at Peachtree Center?
Probably.
Yes, there actually is.
All right, folks. Start your
there
ranges.
Is. Yeah.
Cacti.
God. I'm gonna get like this, they're gonna like come to me with these little midget flowers. Like,
I'm seeing like this Project Runway thing where costumists and florists get together and compete for this thing. This is a creative flower array.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Now the other thing would be is that I think what somebody could do is show up dressed as a bouquet of flowers and present themselves to Lee or. Come dressed.
Make sure your petals aren't drooping.
That's wow.
Oh, you're kidding. I just read this because I'm done. I finally ran out, really, really ran out of things. So it's Auburn and Clemson? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Clemson just move into the Georgia Dome.
Who was it last year? Because the one group was really nice to me. And then the other one, Kurt.
I think it was Clemson last year, wasn't it?
No, it was Boise State.
Oh, that's right. Boise State, the fans, I'm going to say this right now, the folks, the fans at Boise State were really nice people. I had some Georgia fans. All right, I had my bike, and you know the way it is, you wait your turn to get on the elevator, and this one jackass was like, no bikes. It's like, fuck you. So... the Boise State people are like, oh, come on, we're on another one. So I said, so, you know, you're playing today, right? Yeah. I said, well, okay. I will know your team will win.
So there you go.
And they
Boise
did.
State, Zeppelin approved.
That's right. Don't diss me, people. You'll be cursed.
Yeah. Anyway. Not a good idea. Not a good idea.
Rocks, those gypsies and hobos, motherfuckers.
Seriously.
Y'all, motherfuckers, y'all did.
No, I think what happens is, you know, those assholes get off the other elevator, and there's this woman there going, thinner. Thank you. Got the thinner joke in for August. Take it off the list.
Yay.
Unfortunately, that would have been a confused Auburn fan. But.
Oh. I don't know. We get for the Gator Bowl Clemson, so they're not really that bad.
So let me get this straight. Are we back to like one game or
no,
are they still trying two
there
games?
Are gonna be like there's actually gonna be like three. There's a Thursday, a Friday, and a Saturday.
So there are three Chick-fil-A games?
No, I don't know if it's three Chick-fil-A games. The Thursday game is Georgia State versus somebody.
Well, I know there's the
Friday game. Then there's North Carolina State versus somebody, and then there's Georgia versus, and I'm sorry, then there's Auburn versus Alabama on Saturday.
So the tech game isn't, the tech opener isn't Dragon Con week this time?
No.
Wow.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but you know what? At least we get
Auburn
the banner. We get the banner at Hartsfield Airport saying welcoming Dragon Con attendees.
That's true.
Well,
if
well,
I said Auburn versus Alabama, I meant Auburn versus Clemson.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lee, it's very easy to confuse Clemson and Alabama. It really is.
Well, it's going to, yeah. That's just, yeah. Look, I've gone to games with Clemson fans. Yeah.
So what is your advice for Dragon Con people now that there are three back-to-back fucking football games?
I honestly think Thursday and Friday will be fine. I think Saturday is going to be a problem. I do.
I say bring back the Salvation Army folk.
Yeah,
I'm still kind of partial to the idea of just randomly running up to someone and saying, "Hey, I liked you on Stargate."
I think if you go up to people and go, "Are you sure I didn't see you as an extra in that episode of The Sentinel?" I think that would be good too.
Oh yeah, the more obscure the show, the better.
No. Okay, here's what you do. I think what you do is if you're with a large group of people, you find a fan of some football team, whoever they're obviously not there for the con, and you decide, you pick one of them, and you say, that person, we're going to pretend like they look just like so-and-so off of that obscure show. Even make up the fucking show, all right?
I'm sure it's like Spaz House. I bet they're the neighbor, that weird neighbor.
You look just like Larry from Hello, Larry.
Weren't you on an episode, the after-school special of Spaz House?
Yes, but everyone has to walk up and say the same thing, which is literally so that they're convinced that there was a show called Spaz House and that they appeared on one episode of it. So that I want Google to be like, why is everyone Googling Spaz House, you know?
Let's do it. I'm not joking. Everybody listening, find somebody. Yes. Go hashtag, up as a group.
Hashtag Spaz House. Sure.
Okay, we'll do.
You know, Spaz House God, that would
and
be,
Dragon Con. There
that would
go.
Be fucking that would be fucking hilarious. You take a surreptitious picture, post it to Twitter, hashtag Spaz House. Everyone knows the target.
Come on.
Don't be rude. Be very nice because it's like you're the biggest fan of that person ever.
Let us show them that congoers are polite.
By the way, we're just going to mention we're totally not going to give anybody anything for this, but it's just going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be funny as hell. Okay.
I'm sorry, I've given out all my free prizes to get people to hand Lee weird shit. So,
no, you're shipping them to her.
Don't ship
them. If you do, we can give you a free
zine.
But no, yeah. Toughly, actually what I'm
I
doing...
I can give them a DreamCon t-shirt.
Wow. I'm shipping Lee a bill of lading for the stuff that I'm going to actually hand to her.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Well, actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to ship Lee an envelope that says bill of lading, and inside it, it's going to list 99 packages that are supposedly coming the next day.
Even better if you take a picture of the thing you meant to send her and then send her that.
How very goon show.
It's North Carolina State and Tennessee.
We can ship them too. It's going to be a little expensive, but that's okay. Are you sure you can fit them in your house?
Maybe.
Nice. So basically, there's going to be a lot of football fans coming in and out of the city.
Oh, good God, yes.
And apparently UPS drivers to Lee's house.
So, Lee, so the package hasn't arrived at your house yet?
No.
Huh. Shipped it Saturday.
So I think the other thing, too, is let's ship lots of things to Lee while she's at con.
Unless my husband is lying, and it did come here, and then he was like, we'll use them for compost.
All right, I sent the tweet.
Oh, God.
So if you can hear us in the past, there is a tweet on Tuesday night. Go back and fish it out from the ether.
Fantastic.
Just it's hashtag under DragonCon and Spaz House, so find it.
You'll have to remember to do that again Friday, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I will.
I'll even say it tomorrow too. Because you know what? This is actually kinda neat because there was a post I twittered about. There's this high school football captain that started a really neat thing in his school, which is, you know, it's his sort of movement against bullying. You know, here's a star football player, captain of the team, and he's been twittering about other people in school, non-jock people, trying to make everybody feel good. It's a nice little thing to do, so. Anyway, this will be great. Yeah.
But what is he twittering?
Well, you know, like, oh, so-and-so, you know, from Home Ec is really good. She plays the guitar and stuff. He's just posting about
other
people.
So what, everyone is awesome?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Which makes no one awesome.
I know.
I mean, yeah.
I know, but it's high school. It's always awkward. You know that.
If you've equalized the jocks and the cool people from everyone else, then you've devalued the currency.
Yeah, haven't we learned anything
from
have- Heathers?
Then you totally ruined exactly what you're supposed to learn in high school.
I'd rather not learn that in high school. I'm just saying.
Well, high school was, oh God.
Everybody hated high school.
Mm. Yeah. And, I mean, look at it this way.
I liked high school.
It was worse in Alabama. It was worse in Alabama because at least you guys, you know, I'm lucky I can read, okay?
I was in South Carolina. Don't be that high. What we used to say is bad for Alabama.
Yeah, I would know exactly. Because, I mean, you know, I bet your high school graduation exam didn't have the circle question on it. That's all I got.
No, it did not have a circle. But I actually, Widge, also graduated before you had those exams to graduate out of.
Okay, poll question. Was one of the nominated class song choices from Lynyrd Skynyrd?
You know, I don't even remember. But I do.
You didn't graduate in Alabama.
Mine was from Poison.
I am sure it was.
Rose has a thorn.
What?
I won't forget you. Is that it?
No, not pour some sugar on me. That's not.
I'd like to point out that Tuffley, it's good to remember that Tuffley's got, you know, hair band chops because he can literally find, a high school class song.
It's every rose has a thorn.
I'm really hoping it wasn't Fallen Angel or Wine Skinny Bop. Okay,
that's all I'm saying. Every rose has a thorn.
That would be a very, very, very awkward graduation ceremony.
Every rose has its thorn. I didn't think that was. Is that Poison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oops. I don't have music cred. I know this. I know the song, but I don't know who did it. Sorry. They all looked the same. They all had a lot of hair, makeup.
Actually, it was Bret Michaels.
More makeup than I did.
That is probably accurate.
What?
Huh? Think,
you heard what I said.
That it's probably,
don't deny it. No. Stop. Stop denying.
Stop denying
what? Why are you denying it?
I don't even know what I'm denying.
When did you stop beating your wife?
What?
Are you kidding? My wife could kick my ass.
He wakes up every morning
and
he has let him live again.
That could do it.
What's that? Scott, what was that?
I was about to say, she's got relatives that could take care of the job too.
No, don't worry about it. She could do it. No worries.
Remember, he wakes up every morning glad she's allowed him to live again another
it's
day.
True. It's true. It's touch and go every single morning. I just wake up and go, oh, good. Looks like I have another day on the planet. Yay.
I mean, he calls her she who must be obeyed, and that is like most awesome.
That's mostly because she knows where the antidote is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does she hide the caffeine?
Stolen it out to you a drop at a time.
She's really mad at you. Does she hide the caffeine?
Ooh.
No, because while I live in constant fear of death, she is not cruel.
She's not cruel.
See, I would leave the caffeine available. I would lock the bathroom doors.
No, he's a guy. He'll just pee outside.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he's just going to have to clean it up anyway.
What do you mean clean it up? It's a yard.
It's a yard. Yeah. He's going to go stand off the deck and, like, write his name. I mean, what?
I have a very long name, actually, so... I would have to consume a lot of water in order to write.
Well, it's the same thing as your Gmail,
weird,
tag, then yes.
That is the weirdest humble brag I've ever heard.
Oh, my God. That could be a great name for a band.
By the way, John, every rose does have its thorn.
Wow. So there you go. It's all about shipping and penises and candy.
There's the title. It's all about shipping, penises, and candy.
Please don't forget your packing peanuts.
Please don't forget commas in that.
Oh my God, and don't use circus peanuts for packing because your stuff will it all get all melted and gooey.
Well, and the worst part
that's your point.
Now, Rox, the other problem is that UPS actually employs a lot of elephants. And as a result, your packing, you know, your packages might be torn open and partly consumed.
Or gored.
Now, that's one candy I will not eat. Circus peanuts. They're gross.
Oh!
I love circus peanuts. The candy. I'm sorry. I thought you meant actual peanuts.
Yeah, no.
Wait a minute. I think that orange banana thing.
What? It's orange.
Oh, did you, did you get the pieces of Linus in the mail again?
What?
Huh?
You know what? Actual peanuts.
You know what I like is circus penis.
I think it was Schroeder, actually. He's easily to cut up. So I heard.
A peanut-shaped marshmallow candy.
Wait a minute, you've never heard of circus peanuts?
No. I've seen them, but we didn't really have them around here.
They're kind of like stale marshmallows.
Yeah.
Stale marshmallows.
But they have that weird taste of baked banana.
Fake orange. Yeah. It's kind of odd.
Banana orange.
Yep. Banana.
Banana nana.
Mm-hmm. Boo. Boo. Banana nana.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Wow.
So I did not know this. This is on Wikipedia, which of course makes it true, but it says on the circus peanuts entry, in 1963, General Mills Vice President John Holohan inventively discovered that circus peanut shavings yielded a tasty enhancement to his breakfast cereal. General Mills formalized the innovation and created Lucky Charms, the first breakfast cereal to contain marshmallow bits.
It's magically delicious.
That is actually kind of interesting.
If only Aaron was here, he could help us with that. Oh, well. Oh, wait, Lee left?
Did she?
Where'd she go?
She just snuck out.
That's just like her to bring up circus peanuts and just leave.
I know, she does this all the fucking time.
You left. So Phyllis Diller passed away.
And Tony Scott.
What did she die of?
Oh, yeah, that was like, what?
What did she die of? With Tony Scott.
Yeah, that was kind of, you know, and there was Salon.com had a really interesting article, you know, that the person that was writing it thought he was a far better craftsman as a director than Ridley. And you know, I could see points for that argument.
You know, the funny thing is, actually one of the news channels broke in with the initial report of his death, which was then followed by a commercial for Coma.
Wow.
Which was also the thing that Tony Scott produced.
Yeah, I know. So it's like a double ooh.
Yeah.
It's like Google AdSense was handling the ad placement there.
That's the worst ad campaign ever. What if no one sees that show? That's never going to work.
Oh, wow. But yeah, so that was a crap day.
Yeah.
And of course, I am
true
sad.
Romance.
If I had found a decent portion of the Phyllis Diller episode of the Scooby-Doo movies, I would have posted the shit out of that.
Or the Mad Monster Party she voiced in that. Bass and Rankin thing. That's a really cool one. I like that one.
No, that's true. I think that's coming out on Blu-ray.
Also, there was an episode she was on, didn't she? She was on one of the Groucho Marx show, too.
You mean You Bet Your Life, or was it one of the other ones?
I think it was You Bet Your Life. When she was first starting out, I think there was an episode with her on it. You know, she wasn't crazy, you know, she wasn't her crazed housewife thing, but I remember him asking her, so you're a housewife? Oh, yeah. You know, she was toned down, you know, because she was just starting out. But there is an episode, I believe, of her on it. And yeah, she was great. I liked her. You know, she was the only one that could turn, you know, a horrible situation such as the O.J. Simpson murders, because apparently they were kind of near neighbors because they both lived in Brentwood. You know, that she cracked jokes like right after it started occur, you know, after, you know, the whole chase scene and stuff on how, you know, poor the neighborhood went down in Brentwood. So, but apparently there's a really cool documentary that came out a couple years ago, and it was all based on her last stand-up show in Vegas, and everybody should really watch it because it's got some really cool insight of how she likes to cook, and how she's a really good, you know, she was a really good painter and artist other than a comic too. And apparently later in life, for the most of it, she wrote 100% of her work, of her lines. And then later on, she wrote like 60% of her own material. So that's a really cool thing for a stand-up comic, you know, to do, you know, because a lot of people, you know, they resort to buying lines and stuff. So yeah, she was one of my favorites. She was. Who's wrapping paper?
I am.
What are you doing?
Actually, I am sorting out B-Pal stuff.
Oh, yay!
So
got
Scott,
in his B-Pal horde.
So, Scott, if you're the rapper, who's the DJ?
Wow.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response, because it was that bad.
Huh? I thought it was okay.
No one asked you.
So everybody at who's going to Dragon Con, we are debuting. We've been talking about it forever, since 1975. The Need Coffee zine. We are debuting Derelict, the zine. So
yay!
Find one of us, buy a copy. Everybody will have one. So
yay!
Look for us. Buy one.
Yes.
Or trade. We'll take the zine out on trade.
I will take Circus Peanuts.
Okay.
Oh, so. Which? You know,
oh,
that
Scott!
No, I forgot to mention this. You know your favorite organization, the RIAA?
I know them, yes.
They have been in trouble because the record industry isn't giving them as much money, so they have laid off half their people.
Oh, okay. I'm actually okay with that.
Mm-hmm. And two of their, like, big, oops, okay, no, two of their big executive people had to leave, too. So, their budget has been, like, cut in, like, half.
An executive had to leave?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. They probably had a golden parachute.
I wonder, so did the employees at the farewell party, did they show them a tribute video with a song being played in the background? Because that would be copyright infringement if they didn't pay for it. And then they could in fact sue themselves.
Oh, and something else DragonCon related. Black Phoenix will actually have a booth at DragonCon this year.
Really?
Yes, and they have several exclusive scents and atmosphere sprays for people to check out.
What do they got? Did they let you in on this? What do they got?
Well, they generally put it out. So hold on a second. Let me find that.
They don't tell you, Scott.
I have tried.
Eyes and ears of the internet.
I have tried to, and they say no. You have to wait. And it's like, oh, all right. But hold on a second.
He's on the list to get the information immediately after the AP does.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Oh gosh, it's that Scott.
Let's see. AP routers. Okay, Scott.
All right.
Oh, actually, let's look this up. Hold on. I've got the app.
You've got which app?
The DragonCon thing. So it's really good. Black Phoenix, they will, oh, it doesn't say, oh, okay, here you guys go, ahead of time, for those that don't have the app, Black Phoenix will be at booth 116 and 119 and 1621 in the Imperial Ballroom.
So is that the Exhibitors Hall or the,
Imperial Ballroom, it does, I don't know, there's a map somewhere.
And for those of you visiting Georgia, feel free to play those numbers in the lottery drawing.
As long as we get a cut.
Who doesn't have a lottery nowadays?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe Alabama, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because lottery gambling is, you know, Satan, so.
Yeah, but
unless you're driving to Tunica.
Well, nobody is lobbying for Alabama not to have a lottery harder than the states around Alabama.
Oh, I think they found something for rocks here. It's an app, one of their exclusives, the Mechanical Dragon Manufacturing Atmosphere Spray.
Ooh, atmosphere. Molten
gold, well-oiled gears, coal dust, dragon's blood incest, flame retardant leather.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Dragon's
incest?
Blood
Did you
incest?
Say incest?
I said incense.
I believe
if they're a dying breed, they're trying to survive any way they can.
I'm not sure, but isn't that a Danish metal band?
Dragon incest. Yeah. Nice.
Dragon blood incest.
I think it is.
Dealers Hall. I think
they were weren't they on the Eurovision contest?
I believe it.
Oh my God!
Actually, it's okay for
surprisingly enough, a lot of their exclusives are based on dragon type things. Who would have thought?
Dragons.
That's a lot of dragons.
Well, except for the Aunt Rosie's all-purpose cephalopod bath oil.
Which brings up the question: whose dragon's eggs did Black Phoenix steal?
What do you mean stole? I know.
They're
oh, okay, religious. Scott, just so you know, the Imperial Ballroom is on the marquee level at the Marriott. So it's on, I think, the same floor as the FedEx Kinko's.
Okay, so I think that's the Exhibitors Hall. That's like, not like the dealers.
And the Starbucks. It's very important to mention our friends at the Starbucks because they'll be providing wonderful coffee drinks for people in all sorts of costumes, or lack thereof.
Yes.
Ooh, I like this one. This might be of use. Con Cramp Relief Massage Oil.
Now, first, I want a description of what you think Con Cramp is.
I'd like to veto that.
I second that veto.
Damn the censors!
Yeah.
I believe the motion is now carried.
It is motioning, that's for sure.
The ocean of the motion in the ocean.
Oh, and don't forget our friends will also be at Dragon Con. They will be at 1401 and 1403 in the Imperial Ballroom.
Please feel free to play those numbers as well.
There you go. Tell Don I said hi when you go by there.
So should we do introductions then? Since
we could do introductions.
Or, we could do that.
Or not.
And we don't have to. It's just a suggestion.
We could.
But we could do it.
I mean, people already know Scott's here, so.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, that was a soundboard.
Scott, okay, I hope to Christ you don't do right that now. At night while we're trying to sleep. Just don't.
No.
Well, I feel better.
That was a strong
one. I do too.
Introductions.
Introductions! All right. So we'll do introductions, and we'll do them starting now.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Rosemary, baby, how come the time? Oh!
to another edition of Weekend Justice. It's the Weekend Justice podcast here on eatcoffee.com, the number one audio intranet train wreck. We're here in the hall of Weekend Justice with the Weekend Justice League, and I will endeavor to introduce them going from my right to your left. We have Tuffley is here. Hi, Tuffley.
Hello.
Hello. We also have Scott C is here. Hello, Scott.
Woo!
Yeah, he's totally keeping you up all night with that, Rox.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be great.
No, I'm not.
By the way, ladies, he'll be squeezable at the con.
What do you mean, ladies?
Well, you know, that's where con cramp comes from. As opposed to con crabs.
Oh, that's a whole... No,
Hi, Rox!
Over there.
Hey, hey, hey!
I need more duct tape.
Please ship duct tape to Rox, but make sure you tape up the box with the duct tape in it, with the duct tape, before you put the duct tape inside.
Although, better yet, it might be easier to ship it to Lee's house.
Yeah. Good plan. Ship everything to Lee's house.
Or you can trade me a roll of duct tape for the very fine Derelict Zine, sponsored by needcoffee.com.
It is pretty badass, I must say.
Yay! So,
we also have John Fionique Geek is here. Hi, John.
I don't want to do that shit.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's going to be okay. No, it's not. But I mean, it is, but it's not. It's
really John's not. Currently protesting Pussy War. It's,
Okay, so Tuffley?
Yes.
Have you actually heard any Pussy Riot? And by that, I mean the band.
Well, they've actually, they don't actually have anything out. They just put, like, one thing out, before they were incarcerated, so. But no, I have not heard of this band. But apparently they're the charitable cause, which is a good idea to be, as a charitable cause, to be something that no one can actually listen to.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I've actually looked them up and found one of their songs, and yeah. You're absolutely right. No one can listen to it.
Well, see, apparently Madonna did, because she wound up running out and getting a tattoo of their band name on her.
Madonna has gotten tattoos for less, to be honest.
Either that or she always had the word pussy on her. She just added riot. I think that's what had happened.
Pussy.
Uh-huh.
Rob's here. Let's find out what Rob thinks. Hi, Rob.
Hi. What do I think of what?
Did you get the zine? Did you get the zine?
Yes.
Okay.
I emailed you. I got it. So, yes.
I didn't get that. You didn't send.
So the question, is the zine better than Pussy Riot?
Well, having never actually heard Pussy Riot,
This is astounding. The fact that the two music ministers on the podcast haven't heard Pussy Riot, and I have, what that actually says to me is that they're smart enough not to go looking for shit music. That's what that says to me.
There you go.
No. Well, no, part of it is...
See too, also two live crew.
There was a notice that a lot of times if you download YouTube videos and they're like, oh, I don't know, Eastern European artists, when you download them, they tend to be, you know, contaminated. So you're always a little careful with those because they tend to, you know, have nasty things embedded in them.
Are we talking about
the email or the pussy?
Wow.
Scott,
this is a conversation that you can just take a nap about, okay? No, it's a lot of times, some of them have viruses. So, I think I would almost bet that their records are going to come out soon. And I believe there's already a compilation tribute album coming out to like raise money for their legal team people. So.
Well, I can say I did find one of their songs and it was pretty bad.
So when do we get to the, you know, all-star alternative covered album tribute thing?
No, I want that yet? Toughly, I'm looking for Red Hot and Pussy.
There we go.
Well, from what I understand, they're kind of like the Russian equivalent of Bikini Kill, kind of, is the way I kind of understood their sound, or kind of like a very early L7 kind of sound, but in Russian.
You have to play in Russian.
Yeah, and Russia's about, again, you know, the Riot Girl movement was what? Toughly died out here, what, 90, 99, 2000, 2003?
Oh, not even that, 97.
Yeah, the Riot Girl movement is still pretty large in Eastern Europe, along with hair metal. So.
So are you booking your flight now, Tuffley? To relive your youth?
To relive my youth.
No.
Not that
desperate. That dream is over.
No. If I really wanted to relive my youth, I'd watch Doctor Who on public television.
That may be happening sooner than you think.
I know.
What?
Huh?
Eh?
Some of the PBS stations are trying to get the old series because nobody in the U.S. wants to show them, and there's a demand for them again.
Well, there are like, what, two? I think there are two public television stations that actually do still run it. There's like
I think Indiana KNET, and I California. Think
yeah.
Or Iowa. I think my Iowa is still on in Iowa or not. It was on in Iowa forever. So, but some PBS stations are running the Eccleston Tenet package and then the first two seasons of Torchwood as well.
Yeah, because Worldwide sold it to PBS stations early on.
Yeah, and then so like Lionheart was doing it in the 80s. This is so boring. Why does anybody care? Lionheart was doing the distribution in the 80s, and then they
can
went
we,
under.
And the, can for we some reason, can we work in Pussy Riot in this?
Can we what?
Can we work in Pussy Riot into it just to keep the viewers
well,
awake?
I would be able to tell you that if it were physically possible to put any of the Doctor Who companions in Pussy Riot, it probably would be Ace.
Okay. Yeah.
See, that's not the place, Rob. That's not the place I thought you were going with that. So points to you.
Maybe. I think Tegan would be a Pussy Riot groupie, but I don't think she'd be active in the band. And yeah.
I think Turlo would be their groupie.
I think Turlo would be their manager.
Yeah,
Turlo would be their Reuben Kincaid.
Oh wow!
Or like Alan from Joe and the Pussycats.
Here's your rare stupid Turlo fact for the day. That the guy who played Turlo, Mark Strickson, was actually with the Croc Hunter when he got killed.
Yeah,
he lives in Australia and he does nature film.
Yeah, that's his big thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and Susan, the original companion, would probably be in Pussy Riot. Jacqueline Hill Barbara would probably be in Pussy Riot. Joe Grant, I don't know if Joe Grant would be in Pussy Riot or
not.
Too granola.
No.
Yeah.
She's like a Petula Clark type.
Zoe might have been.
That's probably more of a Lulu type than a Petula Clark type.
Okay.
No, I think Zoe's kind of a Suzanne Vega type.
Okay. Suzanne Vega.
Nice.
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
It's all right. I led you there.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm trying to remember her name now. The black woman from Blake 7, Dana. I think it's Dana would be in Pussy Riot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you say African American?
I was going to, but then I realized she was British or Jamaican.
Yeah, yeah.
So how close are they to do a Blake 7 again? Are they anything? They're talking about it.
Well, Sky got the rights to it a while back, right?
Yeah, and Ben Aronovich, who wrote episodes for our good friend Sylvester McCoy's Doctor, has got the right. He's like basically going to be the showrunner for when they reboot it. Just no one's announced when they're going to reboot it. For the longest time, Paul Darrow owned all the rights to it, and it was just insane because he wasn't going to let anybody do anything unless he was in it. So I think they're going to reboot it and restart it. My guess, though, is that they won't do anything with it until after the Doctor Who 50th. Because it's absolutely stupid in Britain to start a science fiction series before the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who. Because no one will watch it.
Now, here's my question. Because I always compared Blake 7 being like a whole show of anti-heroes that Firefly stole from Blake 7.
Yeah, Firefly cribbed from the Blake 7 playbook.
Yeah. Right? So all I could see is if the reboot occurs, you're going to have a bunch of Firefly people going, no, they ripped from, you know.
Although Firefly. I would say to be fair, Babylon 5 ripped a lot more from the Blake 7 playbook than Firefly got a chance to.
Blake 7 took a lot of the paranoia and internalization of, like, you know, Thatcher, Britain, and sort of internalized it into a space drama. So, Jacqueline Pierce, who played Servalan, she would be in Pussy Riot.
Oh my God, yeah, Servalan, yeah, she's badass, man.
This is gonna be my new thing now. All weekend at Dragon Con, I'm gonna walk up to people and say, you know, she would be in Pussy Riot. Patricia Quinn would be in Pussy Riot.
Yeah.
You should ask her that on the panel.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I will.
Nice.
If she lets me talk to David Bowie again, I'll ask her any fucking thing she wants. So.
Well, what do you mean again?
I told you the story. Apparently Patricia Quinn is not only Sylvester McCoy's neighbor, but she lived on the same block as Tim Burton. And she was talking at her last time, she was during, she talked about her panel, about going to Tim Burton's, like, holiday party. And then she said, yeah, and David lives down the street from us. So he goes to him, like, David who? She goes, oh, David Bowie. I said, oh, okay. So I was doing a panel with her, and I said, I don't want to bother down at the panel, but later I want to ask you a whole bunch of questions about David Bowie because he's awesome. And she goes, oh, yeah, fine. So the next panel, she's like, you still want to talk to David? And I said, sure. So she, out of her gracious of her heart, just dialed up on the phone and handed me the phone to drop the head of David Bowie. Yeah, because I remember I came up to Rox and I just said, I, Bowie, David, talk to. And I was like,
that's
completely
right.
Fucking sweet. Yeah. And all I could say is, hi, I love your record. And that was, Jesus fucking Christ. So, yeah.
Wow. I thought you were good
in
the
hi, how's the mon? You know, so.
Yeah, you're my favorite Pontius Pilate.
He was good.
Yeah.
So when you fell to Earth, did it hurt?
I'm sure he gets that shit all the time.
I love your clothes.
I think next time it's going to be like,
great in Labyrinth.
I think next time it's like, if I give you enough money, will you put a hit out on Spandau Ballet?
No, Chevy,
oh my God,
already did that
time,
for
next
you.
Time. So can you build a transporter for us?
So,
we're having problems with a flying car. Can you help us with a transporter?
Somehow, Trent Reznor and Marilyn Manson would end up touring with Pussy Riot.
Hell, I thought they were in Pussy Riot.
I don't know. Ask Alice Cooper. He's going to be there. You going to talk to him?
Why doesn't anyone do a Ministry Pussy Riot tour? A Revolting Cox Pussy Riot tour? That would be the fucking best.
That's it. So you've got, you do it like half the album is a tribute to Revolting Cox and half the album is a tribute to Pussy Riot. So it's Red Hot Cox and Pussy.
And then Scott would be their tour manager.
Yeah. You know, if you could somehow Reverend Horton Heat as well. So you could have Reverend.
And right. Scott would dress half of him would be dressed like Pussy Riot, the other half would be dressed like Al Jorgensen from Ministry.
Oh, Jesus. That would be amazing. I like the idea of John, what we need is a soundboard to say Scott saying pussy. So what we can do is you can say, when I say pussy, you say riot, pussy, riot, pussy, riot, pussy, with Scott pussy. Saying pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah, just like
pussy.
That.
Pussy.
Yeah, so, pussy. Okay. John, wait, pussy. Are you ready? Well, John, here we go. When I say
pussy,
you say riot.
Pussy.
Riot.
Pussy.
Riot.
Riot.
Pussy.
Riot.
This is the worst two live crew concert ever.
Please, someone remix that. Please.
Please. I want a dubstep Scott versus Pussy Riot dance theme. That would be fantastic.
I think it's riot pussy. Riot pussy.
I think that's a challenge.
Pussy.
So.
And whoever does it gets a free zine from me.
Actually, Ross, I was actually going to email you this before this topic even came up. I had this insane idea of finding out what jail they were in Russia and sending them a zine.
Ha!
okay, find out. We'll do it.
You know, I had a thought. Why don't we get a copy of the zine and have all the guests sign it?
Well, we have something.
Because remember the birthday card at Trader Vic's?
Oh my God, that was great. And I stole that.
What birthday card at Trader Vic's?
Oh, we were at Trader Vic's. Yeah. It was Gemma found this card, and I'm like, oh my God, let's sign it. She's like, what? Me, what are you, I'm like, yeah, well,
somebody
we'll sign
else's
it.
Random birthday card that they left at the
that
table.
They left. It was like, oh, whatever. It's a card. It's not a present. Just leave it. So we started signing it, and we just show. Oh, I gave it to Dana.
Yeah, we started.
We got Dana in on it, so he was able to get it down to the adults, quote guests, and they signed it. It was awesome. I forgot what her name was. It was like Brooke or something. Happy birthday,
Brooke.
Brooke,
really?
I don't know. She's a bitch. She's a bitch because she left that card, and she missed out on the best card ever.
The most awesome
birthday. What do you expect from somebody called Brooke?
I guess. I don't know. I don't remember her name.
And you just threw it away and put it on the table.
Yeah,
you
we took it.
You stupid bitch.
We made an event. See, that's how things go. You find lone candy jars along the side of the road, and you make an event out of it.
Yep.
That's what you do. Mm-hmm. People do this.
So, two quick things. First, your other useless Doctor Who facts. Speaking of birthdays, because Rox and Tuffy and Scott will be the only people that really actually care about this, but it's really weird that Sophie Aldred, Sylvester McCoy, and Anthony Ainley all have the same birthday.
Ooh.
That is a little weird.
When is it?
Except for the fact that Anthony Ainley's dead. So
it was August 30th.
Oh, it's August 30th? August 30th?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll check the date. I will find out
the date. Check the date so we could do some. It's this August?
And Kyle Owens, his birthday, Kyle Owens' birthday is actually during Dragon Con, so we're going to do something for that.
Well, but, he wants beer. I know that from his Twitter post.
I think I'm going to go to the Danger Woman concert this year and just yell out Pussy Riot.
Ooh, let me know. I'll go.
I go every year. I mean, I have to bring my
I missed her 40th birthday. Did she do anything special?
No, but this year she will be doing a very special tribute to two of our friends at her concert. So,
Who?
I cannot say, but you...
Scott, her concert is fun. It really is.
Yeah. I couldn't make Mohammed come to Mecca, so Mecca's coming to Mohammed.
All righty.
Oh, God. I'm scared.
She'll be doing a particular song from a particular TV show. That's all I'm saying.
Believe it or she already does that, believe it or not, I can fly.
No. She does this in her set, she does the theme from Gem.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Yeah,
no, I think I remember that. Yes, it's on her album, and I own it. I actually bought a copy from her.
Yeah,
and it was so funny because I was writing, you know, she was autographing it, and she turns to her boyfriend, husband, she goes, did you get her money? Yes.
Actually,
we
Pussy Riot.
Danger Woman
should
be in Pussy Riot.
Yeah. Yes, she does. She's a force of
nature. Hey, Scott, every panel at Dragon Con where there's a female guest at, will you ask them if they would like to join Pussy Riot at, like, their Q&A?
No.
You know
who
would? Jillian Anderson would, because she was in a punk band.
Yeah.
Jillian Anderson. She would.
Yes, Jillian Anderson would be in Pussy Riot.
Yeah.
She would be in Pussy Riot with Canton, because he was in a bunch of punk bands.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, Jesus Christ, what's his face? I keep wanting to say Mark Leonard, but that's the wrong actor, so never mind.
So basically what you're talking
Mark
about
Shepherd.
Is... You're talking about expanding the roster of Pussy Riot. So this would be kind of like the second season of the Justice League animated series where it was like Pussy Riot Unlimited.
It would be like they sing VR the World.
I think you're getting dangerously close to a Quentin Tarantino film.
I was thinking of turning Pussy Riot into sort of a Traveling Wilburys kind of thing.
Actually, you know, you could make Pussy Riot like... You could make Pussy Riot like Batman, a symbol of fear.
you know,
I just like the idea that, all the members have pseudonyms in which their last name is Pussy.
I'm so going to hell. There should be an American version of Pussy Riot with Kris Kristofferson, Roy Clark, Merle Haggard, and I'm not sure, maybe Scooter Jennings.
Now, Rob, I will say this. I would love to see a all-country superstar tribute album to Pussy Riot.
I'm sorry. I stepped away, and now I came back to country, all-star country Pussy Riot? What the hell were you guys talking about while I was gone?
That's right. All-star country Pussy Riot. That's exactly what's going on.
We were talking about the number of times Tammy Wynette and George Jones have been divorced.
We were talking about the space between us all, really. Sorry.
What?
Oh my God! You could do a cover. They could do a cover of "There's a Riot Going On," and it could be called "Pussy Riot." There's a Riot Going On. That's what their live album should be called.
You know, really, they knew this was coming because the song "I Predict a Riot." I mean, come on.
Yes. I think I think I'm going to write my local science museum and see if they'll let me develop a Pussy Riot laser show, and then put the letter we get back in the zine.
All right.
That would be fantastic.
And three people attended the Laser Pussy Riot show.
I hope that you
the Metropolitan Science Museum.
It's Missouri. They chased me with sticks and stones. So,
but those break your bones. Names that really hurt you. Oh, wait, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah, they go to Rams games. They could do worse.
Well, but it's okay because that jock will tweet about you and you'll feel better.
Yeah,
there you go.
Lee would be like the really mean person that you always need to go backstage to a band. It's like, wow, I got a person. Stand to the right. Clear the aisle. That would be Lee.
It's because she's got the megaphone.
She'd be like their handler. She'd be their handler for Pussy Riot.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're saying that Lee would be handling Pussy Riot is what you're saying?
Actually, in Russia, if you could just ship Pussy Riot to Lee's house.
That's the escape plan. The escape plan is to break them. By the way, I did try to Google to see if I could find what prison they're being held in, and I can't. And by the way, just for the record, we're joking about this shit, but it is fucking ridiculous that they're being held in prison.
Yes.
For this nonsense.
We'll talk about this on the soundboard.
Please don't get us wrong that we think this is only funny in that it's so
bullshit.
Fucked absurd.
It is. It's horrible.
Yeah. It's kind of like what would happen if the PMRC actually won.
The nuns even apologized.
You know,
the ones that were trying to usher them off of the altar, you know, they're like, you know, we're sorry, you know. So
somewhere in a parallel universe, there's a Gigi Allen Wesley Willis Pussy Riot show happening right now.
That's gonna be great.
Rox, have you heard Daniel Johnston?
What?
Have you heard Daniel Johnston?
No.
Oh, I'm afraid to tell you should hear Daniel Johnston, but you should.
Okay. I'll write it down. And then
I'll just bring you a dick. Yeah, he's like the white Wesley Willis. But crazy.
Oh, okay. Well, like crazy.
Yeah.
That's the understatement of the year.
See, what we can do later is splice that together with the, you know, her tearing off the tape. I like crazy.
So, is this going to be the answer to all of our Family Feud questions this year? Is going to be Pussy Riot?
Oh, God.
That's not.
We tried to get penis out of the way earlier. Now we got pussy to deal with? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Penis!
Oh, we can put it in the password. Oh, never mind.
Oh, God.
I know. Next group.
We're going through the list of answers we can't use.
Oh, God.
Let's do that, Sylvester. Sylvester, can I hear you say Pussy Riot just once?
Oh! That's not right.
I will not be mentioning Pussy Riot to John Barrowman because Lord knows what will fucking happen.
Oh, God! If there was a way to get John Barrowman to sing a Pussy Riot song, that would be fantastic.
You've given me an idea.
Well, I do that from time to time, and I'm usually sorry.
I believe that's the cue for the Mission Impossible music. Go ahead with your plan, sir.
Oh, the evil.
Yeah, that's what we could do for the next Zine Rocks, is take people singing the songs of Pussy Riot. We could have, like, you know, Harry Como sings Pussy Riot's greatest hits, and we could make fake album covers.
Oh, okay. That's a cool idea.
I know.
Rob tested, Rob's first.
We could tell everyone, yeah, it's sad, we're already working on the fucking next one. we could tell everyone that the band playing the disco after party is actually Pussy Riot.
The tender love theme from needcoffee.com is performed by Pussy Riot.
Vangelis performs the hits of Pussy Riot.
Yanni performs the hits of Pussy Riot.
Oh, do you know, if we still had Phyllis Diller, she would be in Pussy Riot.
Yes. Hell yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
So Sarah Silverman.
We still have Sarah Silverman, though.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I got confused.
As you do about Sarah Silverman.
I got a little confused.
Know. And you know who else would be Nancy Cartwright, Miss Jane would be in Pussy Riot from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, I think so. And you know what? Granny would just show up just because.
Actually, you know what would be just insanely evil if we just changed the Wikipedia listing for Pussy Riot to include all of these members we're naming?
Huge fucking roster. That'd be great.
So we make it sound like, you know, they used to sound like ELO's roster, like everybody who used the former
member.
No, Tuffley, you're onto something, because think about it. I was just seeing an article where they're actually looking for additional members of Pussy Riot to place under arrest. So this would throw them off the trail. I think it's great. We're actually supporting the cause.
I am Spartacus.
Yeah, exactly. I encourage any female musician in the world to go to the Wikipedia entry for Pussy Riot and add themselves as a member. Show solidarity. Not everyone at once.
Oh, sorry. We weren't around our microphones because we were going off to show solidarity. That's what happened.
Is that what happened?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Okay, I believe that.
So we've been talking about Pussy Riot all night. Is that the only topic we talked about?
No, just pussy.
All night long, baby.
And penis riot, too.
Yeah, there was a bit of penis rioting.
The hit song from the Kaiser Chiefs, I Predict a Pussy Riot. And a penis riot. It was the B-side.
DragonCon 2012 welcomes Crass with special guests Pussy Riot. Pussy Riot. And Shirley Jones.
Oh, cute.
No, Voltaire sings your favorite Pussy Riot songs.
Yes, but then he claimed them as his own. Jam Creedy would be in Pussy Riot.
I'm not sure anyone can claim Pussy Riot for their own.
Hey, two of them are kind of hot. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Let it be known that Rob is just saying.
Yeah.
You know, just give it a couple of years, it'll be like Tattoo, and it'll all blow over.
No.
What's wrong with Fantasy Island?
Like in the plane?
No, not that Tattoo.
Oh.
The plane. Kids, look it up.
I mean, really.
Yes, that's a joke.
If they want to lock up a Russian band, lock up fucking Gorky Park for crimes against humanity. Jesus, they were terrible.
I thought they did.
Sorry, Tuffy.
You know, Rob, I was just always partial to Autograph, thank you.
Well, that's okay. They were better than Gorky Park. But they were not as good as Triumph.
That is true.
Yeah.
Well.
Lord Hill.
Anyone want to join in on that one?
What's that?
Lauryn Hill would be in Pussy Riot, but she'd always show up late.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's not good to have her on the pussy.
Well, no, she just, actually, she would evade being in Pussy Riot.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, we've been all over the map.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
So we've mapped the Pussy Riot, listeners. That's what we've done.
You know, sad thing is, somewhere along the line, Amanda Palmer's going to co-opt this Pussy Riot thing and make money off of it.
What? Oh. Why is that a sad thing?
Wow.
Why the hate? Why do you have so much?
It's not the hate. I'm just saying, if there was any one American artist that could make the word pussy and riot in a song and get away with it, it would be Amanda Palmer.
I was about to say, because
how do you know she hasn't already done that?
God, I was about to say, you're probably going to have to play the Neil. This means war.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. We have that thing, don't we? Here we go.
It's war. Yeah. I'm not fucking kidding.
Oh, that's probably the best money I've ever spent.
Did you pay for that?
I donated to charity for it.
That's awesome.
So yes.
No, you, I sir, are awesome.
Hey, we didn't do a recap of the Kickstarter.
A recap? What, like a
that it worked?
Instant replay?
That it worked.
It was so well.
We're having a disco event at Dragon Con for it to celebrate, and only select people can get in.
It was a dive to home plate just at the last second.
Well, you know, hold on a second. So here's the thing. I did find this out. Kickstarter, apparently, your first 24 to 48 hours is your most active, or you'll be active in the first 24 to 48 hours, and then the last 72 hours are also the most active. The time in between is like, you might as well just be screaming down the hallways, apparently.
No, I know, but that was entirely not what we saw at all. Well, which is why it was so unnerving, because we started off with nothing and then moved to a trickle and stayed at a trickle for like 28 days.
Well, you shot up you earned like 40% of it in the last couple of days, didn't you?
Oh, no, I know, but you have to understand, like 4 days out, we were going, oh, fuck.
Right, but you got it.
No, we got it. We got the initial goal, and we're happy, and we're working on putting the iBook together, so it's all goodness. So thank you to everyone who supported that madness, and we're working on putting together the iBook and the other crazed rewards that we came up with. And we will probably be coming back at some point in the near future and trying for the sequel again, in a more, sane manner, shall we say. But yes, I've learned much about the Kickstarter process.
Yeah. Combining them, you know, this is no offense to you, but combining them might've been a bad idea.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. That was a bad idea, John.
Oh, no. I mean, it was
no. No. Let's just say that.
Can I change the topic back to Pussy Riot?
No. Hang on. I'm trying to make a point here. I'm trying to say that I'm saying that you're right, John. That was a very bad idea. And I'm saying that with the air of someone who may have been outvoted. But I don't, you know, I don't want to go on the record saying that. But.
Okay. Well, I mean, because. Yeah, all right.
Anyway. So, yes, we've learned a lot about the Kickstarter process.
Because if you wanted to make the sequel, why would you not make that the ultimate goal? I don't know. I feel bad for saying that out loud, but I was just...
No, John, it's okay.
It struck me as odd.
I think we've never fully crossed the border into a reality television moment, but I think we just have.
I want to go into my confessional now.
Is it in your dashboard?
I was taking a drink of water at that point. Don't do that.
Sorry. I don't know where that came from. Don't know where the wallet's going.
The 90s.
That wasn't even revenge for speaking truth. I'm sorry.
I think they were in the 90s candy box, weren't they? Well preserved.
Probably.
Along with sex.
Along with sex.
Well, I
or see the playground.
Anyway, the point being is I, for one, look forward to a sequel, but I also am glad that you guys made your iBook goal.
Yes, thank you. So I appreciate everyone who contributed to our insanity, and it will pay off in the end, I'm sure. So anyway.
Well, that was awkward.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
What?
I blame me.
What? What happened?
So, seen any good porn lately? Because I think that'd be less awkward conversation.
What?
The free kind? Or
The free kind? So,
is there another kind anymore?
I don't know if people still pay. Do people pay for it? Just asking. You know, there's those sites. I knew this guy, his girlfriend actually worked for a porn site, and she was in charge of helping people obtain their passwords. No, passwords when they lost them. It's like, how do you forget your porn password site?
Well, you've got other things on your mind when you're typing it in.
Can't remember it.
How many of them do you think were men that forgot?
I think they were all.
So I mean, there are people who still pay for it. Scott, what's that like?
I don't have to pay for it, thankfully. I regret nothing. I give it away for free, so I don't have to worry about that. I regret nothing. Because, let's be honest, where do you keep
Is this like the Time Life RCA Record Club thing where you get like a couple of titles for a penny?
God. No, Tuffley, he's doing the freemium model. If you pay, you get no ads.
Oh.
Or in this case, if you pay, you get more ass.
Well, see, that would be kind of embarrassing to be in the middle of something and then get an ad for Starbucks refreshers, you know?
Yeah. All I'm
tired,
saying,
worn out.
Kids in the Hall may not just be a Canadian TV show. I'm just saying.
Oh. And all we are saying is give a piece of ass a chance.
Yes. Pussy.
Riot.
That's
so there are times when I'm about to do something stupid where I say, Rox, can you please restrain me?
All right.
Wait, you're asking.
She's out of duct tape.
I'm out of duct tape, though. I don't know. I have some bungee cords. I have like a bucket of bungee cords.
Thank you. It's been saved. It is now gone. The horrible thing I almost said is now gone. So thank you.
Okay. Oh, God. I'm afraid.
I was going to ask Scott to ask his grandma to say Pussy Riot.
Now,
it is possible if you could get her to say the two words separately in a conversation and then edit the conversation.
Are you taking a page from Sneakers now? My Pussy Riot is my passport. Verify me.
No. You did it wrong. It's like, my Pussy Riot is my passport. Please verify.
Thanks, Jeremy.
So you've done this before, I take it?
Not recently.
Good answer. Oh, Jeebus.
You're a piece of work.
He's not going to tell you what the password is.
What password?
It's Zeppelin.
I'm open access.
Whoa.
Oh, I bet you do.
Wow.
You can find Scott on Craigslist this weekend.
Wow.
Please access me. I am virus free.
Hello. AVG agrees. Oh my God. What in the hell? How did we get here?
What did we get here? We've been here. How much have we talked about penis and pussy and all that other stuff?
They travel by map.
The sad thing is, a little over a week, we're all going to be in the same room.
I know.
Yeah, and then we won't have to ship anything to Lee. So,
sorry about that.
But we will. We're totally going to.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. I think what we should do is we should, at the end of the con, just everyone contribute some random shit into a box. And by that, I mean metaphorical shit, not actual shit. And then just ship it to her.
Oh, we could make the Need Coffee time capsule.
I have to.
Who are we going to ship it to?
For a second.
Lee!
Oh, my God. That's, like, the worst idea ever. I love it.
Oh, God.
Mr. Berlin, can we have some of your toenails?
Oh,
my friend is building a shrine.
Oh, God. Oh.
Scott, you can ask, Scott, I volunteer you. You can ask John Berlin if he has any foreskin.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, he would.
Okay. I wasn't going there with it.
Can you tell it's been a long day?
Apparently so.
It's okay. None of these people actually listen to the show, so it's all right.
Oh, okay, good.
That's okay. Wait. Wait till we actually start. Wait till I start drinking.
What the hell is in this box that Rob sent us? I don't know, honey.
It's ticking.
I'm just saying, what? It's the ending. The ending to 7.
We could give away to like the person that buys the most zine at the con. We can send them a mystery box.
Oh, mystery Jesus. We haven't done one of those in a while. For good reason.
Ethel, where did this horseshoe come from? That's a piece of thread.
It's a box of candy from the 50s.
And Carol Channing. Why is Carol Channing in this box?
Now, there's an ending to 7 you didn't see coming, Tuffley.
I know. Carol Channing.
What's in the box?
Oh, diamonds are a girl's best friend.
You could put Sutton Foster and Carol Channing in Pussy Riot the musical.
Lamb Chop is in Pussy Riot. I'll tell you that much.
It'd be Pussy Riot with an exclamation point.
I had a frog in my studio. That is a euphemism. I had to go release it. I had to release my frog.
This is
going to be the new Tim Burton thing, isn't it?
Yeah, who would Tim Burton cast in Pussy Riot?
Oh, well.
Oh, Helena Bonham Carter.
Eva Green, Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
Bill Murray.
Yep.
Gina
Bill
Davis,
Murray's the judge,
and,
I think.
Catherine O'Hara.
And Catherine O'Hara, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It
would be like the future older Pussy Riot retroactively talking about their misadventures in their youth.
And Christopher Lee would be the judge.
No. I got it. Days of Future Past Pussy Riot.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Christopher Lee could actually play Putin.
They've been sent back time to stop themselves from being jailed.
Wait. I've got it. What you do is, it's Tim Burton produces Pussy Riot, but Henry Selick directs. And so, therefore, it's stop motion, which means you can just have anybody you want as the voices.
Yeah.
Yeah! Now we're cooking with grease!
Yeah.
Although, if Pussy Riot made a concert
grease
film,
fire.
It certainly would bring new... If Pussy Riot were to do a concert video movie, it certainly would bring new meaning to the words rattle and hum.
Wow.
Ow.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Neither is anyone else.
Actually, neither is you two.
Was that an album?
That was great.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, God. All right, so we should probably move to recommendations.
We should.
Since it's about that time now. So I think we should mosey in that direction. That being said, who wants to go first?
Yeah,
I will.
Oh, I don't know. Rox, who do you think got it first?
Tuffley.
Hey, Tuffley. Okay. Rox has spoken. Tuffley, go.
Okay, so in case this is the last Justice Before Con. In case this is the last Justice Before Con, because you're trying to save, you're trying to get your budget together for Con, because you got to spend a lot of money. God knows how much shit we're shipping Lee. So this costs us money. So I thought, well, let's go with free things. Cause I love crass commercialism like everyone else and I enjoy the kickbacks, but there are free things on the interwebs. So I thought I would recommend
Can't
a couple of those.
Can't beat free. Go for it.
I thought I would recommend a couple of those. I'm going to start with Rob's favorite artist, Amanda Palmer.
I don't dislike her. Hey, no,
That was just a joke. Sorry. I know.
Okay. The new record's really good, though.
Yeah, it's and really there's a sampler of it. Actually, there's a 3-track sampler of it that is available. If you go to amandapalmer.net, you can pick up the freebie that was out a while ago, which they took back, which was Do It With a Rockstar. That's included, and the current thing they're pushing now is Want It Back. It's actually 3 tracks from the upcoming Theater is Evil album, and you can grab that for free from Amanda Palmer's website. So go check that out. Also, I will suggest an app. I believe this is available on the this may be available on the the app store. I'm looking at the Android version. It's called Pocket. And it's one of those things where it's made for if you have a tablet or a device and you've got a Wi-Fi only device and you find something interesting on the internet and you want to read later. And this is what Pocket does. It's actually used to be called Read It Later. But it's a great free app and you can save articles.
they changed the name because it was far too confusing. I'm sorry, yeah. What am I supposed to do with this?
Yes, yes, yes. But I believe it's in the App Store on the iTunes side of the fence. Couldn't tell you. But I know it's available on the Google Play Store, and you can grab that. And also, while you're at it, in the Google Play Store, you can also grab or the App Store on the iTunes side of the fence. You can also grab the DragonCon app, which is free.
We'll help you
get organized. And the coolest thing about it is while you're at the con, I believe they will activate this once the con's actually started. You can actually rate the panels you're at, mm-hmm. which is unbelievably cool. Uh-oh. As new panels. It's a really cool way to like tell the people which panels you like and which guests you like, which I know they got a lot of use of out of last year. So very cool feature. I'd grab that at the Google Play Store, or you can get it on the App Store for iProducts.
There's also a way you can actually sync your schedule with your friends. There's a section where you would ask for a code, so you would email your friends, so you can actually see what your other friends where they're supposed to be.
They're using the Nintendo Wii version of friend sharing. Where you need to know everyone's code in order to.
Animal Crossing? That's what it is. It's the Dragon Con version of Animal Crossing.
But
you would think with Facebook in these days, they could. Anyway.
Yeah. But also.
Here, let me complain about something else about something else.
I think there's like a Foursquare type app, too, isn't there? That you can actually click on, like, vendors and stuff, I believe, and you can say you visited them. Yes, those people.
Not available yet, as far as I know, on the Amazon store for the Kindle. But if you know how to sideload things onto the Kindle, you can just pick it off your phone, stick it on your Kindle Fire, and it works just fine.
Or if you're smart, you've just rooted your Kindle Fire anyway and installed Ice Cream Sandwich.
Well,
yes, you can. You can hit like it's you gonna... visited animate. Anime Remix, looking for that odd copy of Spaz House, and you could say you visited there. And DragonCon will use that against you next year.
I was just kidding. You could check in from Spaz House. Yeah. You can say there now with Pussy Riot. I'm done. Sure.
All right, so Scott, I believe that makes you next.
Okay. A callback earlier to something Rox mentioned. The Mad Monster Party is actually coming out in both Blu-ray and DVD.
That's great. It's awesome.
There you go. As you said,
it's got the voices of Phyllis Diller, mm-hmm. Boris Karloff, and those are the two main ones. But it's a really cool hodgepodge, just so you know. Sorry, Scott. Where a bunch of people, monsters all through the Universal monsters come to this island for a party. And he is not invited. That's the main spoiler. Who is he? Anyway.
Dun, dun, dun. And it's Bank and Rass, the guys who did,
Rankin Bass.
Did I really? I did. Fuck.
Bank and Rass.
Fuck. What
is that? Cockney rhyming slang? What the fuck?
It's the knockoff.
Fuck.
That's a band.
It is now.
What? Fuck?
They open up for Pussy Riot.
It's like Come True.
Yeah, fuck and the fuck button, and then Pussy Riot.
Right.
Okay, there's that. And speaking of pussy,
genius.
We have the...
Sorry, go ahead.
And we also have the Blu-ray of Reanimator coming out with the ever-wonderful Jeffrey Combs and a very loose interpretation of Herbert West Reanimator, but it's just...
Great movie.
Gory, ridiculous mess. And, of course, there's the scene where the villain gives a girl head, and he really does.
Literally.
Literally.
Yes, and if a pussy is ever going to riot, I would think that would be the top. It's like, nice. Hell no!
I think Lovecraft would find that appalling, I think.
Yeah.
Just because the way he was.
Yeah.
Of which, his birthday was yesterday.
But
Monday.
But couldn't a pussy riot drive one mad?
For him, yeah, I think it would.
Oh, well, then there you go. I think it's working then.
Oh my God, at the mountains of madness.
Actually, wouldn't it be a valley?
Or mounds of madness.
That's a Western show. That wouldn't work.
Well, that's it for me. Done. Gone.
The big valley.
Yeah, that's definitely a Western. All right, who's next?
I'll go.
Oh, rocks.
All right, so I really don't have anything because I'm working on stuff for Dragon Con. So, people have been Twittering last-minute costume stuff. Your wife will find this appalling, but I'm going to recommend Stitch Witchery for those people who do not know how to sew and they want to make an item, sort of a costume for Dragon Con, because we all know it's a giant cosplay place anyway. So, Stitch Witchery, hot glue gun, doesn't matter what brand, it'll be on Amazon. Duct tape, if you're, you could make stuff out of duct tape. You can make one of those outfits from, what is it? Fifth Element, just get some bandages, make an outfit from there. See, simple ideas.
Or you could ship Lee some duct tape.
Ship Lee.
Well, yeah, well, what you need to do is ship it to Lee, ship it to Rock's care of Lee, because she needs more duct tape.
Right. So I need the duct tape first, and then I'll send whatever's on to Lee. Also, just hit up your local thrift store. You can cobble some sort of steampunk thing. And gold paint and brass paint. And I'll recommend
Helmy Rocks.
Yeah. Because I saw this video. You could steampunk any shit. Literally. That's the title. Great. I will recommend The Long Earth, which is the collaboration between Stephen Baxter and our ultimate favorite, Terry Pratchett. It is a really, really cool, interesting sci-fi book, which Terry Pratchett has really not really touched that often, that sort of genre. This is about the multiverse and on how people known as steppers can go from one parallel Earth to another. And instead of sort of some people would imagine multiverse is spherical, this is sort of long, almost like a long stepping type thing. So it's very interesting. It's a good collaboration. Terry Pratchett does know how, I mean, after seeing what he could do with Neil Gaiman, he does have a handle on dealing with another author and stuff. So
it's
give
cool. I'm not fucking kidding.
Yes. So give The Long Earth a look-see. So that is my, I'm done.
Excellent.
Hey, Rocks.
Yes.
If someone perhaps was still completely lost on their costume idea, is there a phone number they could call?
Yes, you can call in 404-382-0769, but we will be talking about costumes for next year by the time you listen to this. Or, you know, you could find us also at Dragon Con, and we will be shilling out our derelict zine. So I'm recommending that as well. So, yes.
It's the best thing Scott hasn't read yet this week.
He'll recommend it, though.
It's the best thing he's recommended that he hasn't read this week.
Right.
Hate you all.
It's the derelict zine masterminded by Lob Reavy and Socks of Razzmouth. Oh, it's funny. All right. So, Rob, what you got?
Well, first of all, yes, the zine is out. The Need Coffee zine is out. Derelict. Hide it from your parents, your local parish, and adult supervisors. But read it quietly and giggle with joy, because it's pretty badass. So, good. I want to say that. Couple things. You're getting ready to go to Dragon Con. You're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Well, I think Scott knows about this, because I pinged him about it. I think Wiz knows about it. But it's a last minute thing. Patricia Quinn and Sylvester McCoy made the Doctor Who story called Dragonfire, which is now out on DVD. And at the convention, they are going to show the episode, and for the first time in history anywhere, they're going to do a live commentary while it's showing.
Yay!
And the great thing is that Patricia Quinn and Sylvester are neighbors, so it's going to be very – I expect all hell will break loose. And it'll be after McCoy's 10 o'clock panel on Monday in Centennial. So
How many parts is that?
It's a three-parter. It's the first story with Ace. Okay. And it has Savalam Glitz in it. And yeah.
Somehow I just thought that was longer.
Yeah, no, it's going to be – I mean, the fact that they're
doing it is
great.
Would you prefer it to be longer, Toughly?
I don't know. I was thinking, they're going for endurance. But no, okay.
Yeah.
And also with the new season of Doctor Who ramping up,
I just want to remind everyone that if you go to Anglotopia.net, well, if you just check the Neat Coffee site every Friday – on Facebook, I post it there because which lets me without hurting me. I do a Doctor Who column. So as we get closer to the new season of Doctor Who, if you want to learn all kinds of useless Doctor Who knowledge and stupid things, yes.
It's
and
a good column.
Finally, I don't know why they're doing this, and I'm going to kill Damien, but I'm presenting an academic paper at Dragon Con on Sunday.
Really?
Apparently I'm on a panel with like PhDs and doctorates that have written very elaborate things about Doctor Who. And yeah, so please come because they're going to poke me with knives and forks and sharp things.
What day is that? Sunday?
It's going to be Sunday. It's the Doctor Who academics panel.
Oh,
Yeah. And so, I basically did mine on season 5 of Patrick Troughton, which is the monster season. Which had started with Tomb of the Cybermen and ended with Wheel in Space, but you had the Yeti, the Ice Warriors, and just a whole bunch of stuff in between. When you look back at that season, it really set up a lot of Moffat and those guys used a lot of that on how they do the new show. For example, the Sonic Screwdrivers in it. There's random bits of Patrick Troughton running around in hats. And there's an awful lot of the Patrick Troughton doctorate in Matt Smith. So that's kind of the gist of it, basically. But someone asked me to do it, and I did, and then they find out there's going to be smart people on it, so help me before I die. So, yeah, but getting on to recommendations, a couple things. Blur has a box set out, but they've also reissued all their albums, so you can get them either as the box set or as a reissue. It's called Blur 21, and it's basically if you want to get everything, this is the way to do it. And it's really interesting because a lot of these records I haven't heard in, like, a very long time, and I forgot how great some of the records were.
And these are all the remastered. These are all the remasters with the bonus stuff that on it as well in the box set.
Record Store Day, the box set, and I don't know how I got one, but it came in the mail, so thank you. But yeah, it's awesome, and the artwork and the way they did the box is really actually pretty cool. But if you don't love them enough to buy the box set, just get the individual remasters of like a different album and check them out because they're pretty great. I also want to recommend a couple things. First of all, I watched this the other day on TV. I made it a point to watch it for a couple reasons, but I want to recommend this really, it didn't do great at the box office, but as a period piece, for the most part, it's not bad. It's The Cotton Club, the film.
Oh, yeah.
And I recommend this because, one, Gregory Hines dancing in it is amazing. Okay, if you've never seen Gregory Hines dance, you need to see that. Fuck White Knight, watch him in this. The other thing is Fred Gwynne is incredible in it as well, from the Munsters. And then the guy who's really great and almost steals it, and again, it's really sad because he's retired from acting, Bob Hoskins is in it, and he plays a mob boss. And
Bob Hoskins, back up. Bob Hoskins retired?
Yeah, he has Parkinson's disease.
Oh, fuck, man.
I posted that. I thought you saw it. I'm sorry. Bob Hoskins has retired from acting because he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And he said that, you know, he wants to live the rest of his life however he wants to do it. He's got a list of things he wants to do, and he's going to do it. And he doesn't think he owes it to anybody but himself to do whatever the hell he wants, which I think is awesome.
No, I think that's fantastic. But, I want to create a Facebook group that's basically like, Bob, if you need anything to get your list done, you just come to this group, and I bet there's somebody on here that would help you out, you know? Bob fucking Hoskins.
I mean, there's times when people get shit they don't deserve happen to them, and this is one of them. Because Bob Hoskins, who actually is I'll talk to Sylvester about this, because him and Sylvester are really good friends. But it's actually one of those things that when you hear it, it's like a kick to the nuts. It just absolutely fucking breaks your heart, because he's a great – I mean, everyone's, oh, yeah, he's great in Roger Rabbit. It's like, yes, he's great in Roger Rabbit, but there's a million other things he's done that he's better in. And the reason why I recommend him in the Cotton Club is there's these scenes where he's really normal, and at the drop of a hat, he turns into this, like, vicious mob guy who is just ruthless. And it's – you can tell that he really loves being a heel, and he really loves, like, rolling up his sleeves and getting in the dirt and just being this really horrible character. And he has these scenes with Fred Gwynne that are both – where, like, it's weirdly dark and touching in a weird touching kind of way. But those two together just have this energy in the film, the best thing in the film. I mean, Richard Gere's pretty horrible in it anyway. But watching Fred Gwynne and Bob Hoskins do scenes together is pretty awesome. They're great in it. And you have a very young Nick Cage in it as well. And briefly, you have Sherman Hemsley in it as well as Gregory Hines' agent. But it's and if you're a fan of the Jazz Age, or if you're a particular fan of the 20s and 30s, it's a movie you may want to see anyway. It also deals with a musical history of this country that way too many people don't know anything about. So on so many levels, I recommend The Cotton Club. So I wanted to say that. And again, Bob Hoskins couldn't be a fucking better actor. That's all I'm saying. Other thing I want to recommend is a documentary called Good Night, We Love You. It's a documentary about Phyllis Diller, who's a comedic genius.
Yeah, I saw that. Yes.
She's from St. Louis. When this film came to our film festival, she actually didn't tell anyone and showed up. And couldn't have been fucking cooler. So, the cool thing about Phyllis Diller that I did not know about is apparently every week for like 30 years, Joan Rivers went over to see her, had lunch with her, because she pretty much lived a pretty quiet, sheltered life outside of, and when she did a lot of her voice work, a lot of the times some of the people would go, like if she was too ill to go out, they'd go to her house, record her lines, and then leave. So she managed to still work while she was shut in and limited with her mobility. And anyone who's a female comic owes a debt of gratitude to Phyllis Diller. And if you ever watch the old Phyllis Diller stuff, it's great. She also did this really cool thing when she started doing comedy. Women in comedy was taboo, but then good-looking women doing comedy was extremely taboo. So she made it a point to make herself as physically ugly as possible and garish as possible on stage to sort of throw it back in their face, right? And her comedy is so smart and so socially, like, jarring at times that it's just brilliant. She was really ahead of her time. And this documentary is really interesting because it chronicles her whole career. And she really is one of those few entertainers that you can just say was a complete pioneer. And besides being Rox's god aunt. So it's called Good Night, We Love You. And it's just, it's a really great tribute to Phyllis Diller. And, you know, she had a hell of a run. And it's just, again, we're losing all these, like, incredibly great, talented people that no one appreciates how talented they were. And it totally sucks. And then lastly, I want to recommend a book coming out called The Light That Never Goes Out. It's by Tony Fletcher, who wrote a book on the history of New York a couple of years ago. But this is the first comprehensive biography of the Smiths. And I got about 400 pages into it today, and it's great because it's the first time that anyone's written a book about the Smiths that doesn't dance around the fact that Morrissey's an asshole. And, you know, it's a warts and all book, you know, where everyone who's like the Smiths has always sort of written it from either a pro-Marr camp or a pro-Morrissey camp. This is just like, it lays out the whole story. Here it is. And he interviews a lot of people that recorded sessions with him. He interviews people at the band. It talks about how everybody in the band sort of grew up, how they met, and their lives intersected before the Smiths. And it's actually a really good read, so I do want to recommend that. And then please, for the love of God, get our zine. It's awesome. So there you go. Done.
We will take trades on this zine. We'll take whatever cash you can give us, but we'll also take trades.
How many now or laters?
Oh, wow. At least negotiable. A package negotiable. And a hat. Yeah.
I might be able to do it for cheaper, so come see me.
All right.
Rock, I get it. Rocks, I'm amazed that you were just like, try to outdo with me now and later, motherfucker. I'll fucking stab you. Dispenser. Because it's empty now, and there's no tape in there to stop me from stabbing you.
Yeah, Rock, when we go to the High on Thursday, I'm going to pull a Banksy.
Okay, cool. We'll do it.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm going to put it in the gift shop.
Stealthy stuff.
Oh, nice. Oh, I'm good with that. I'm totally good with that. All right, cool. Thanks, Rob. John, what you got?
Buy Hunger Games. Awesome. And the DVD, the movie. Or the Blu-ray. Either one. Really. I don't care. I don't judge. You can even do digital.
Amazon Instant Video.
Yeah, I was going to say you can even do digital download. Yeah, sure. Whatever. also be sure to, I'm sure that Widge will put up a, I'm going to put him on the spot anyway, put up the, places where we are at Dragon Con.
Yes. Now that it's sort of solidified as to where the fuck we're actually going to be. Yes. I plan to do that.
Now,
yeah, I have no idea where the hell I'm going to be.
But of course, I highly recommend Friday night at, the Need Coffee Fun Fest at, what do you call it? It's at 8:30, I guess. At the Hyatt International North?
Yes.
That is where you want to be on Friday night?
Yes.
As opposed to, of course, also seeing Make the Batman Stop earlier. And if you want to come by and see me in on a Grimm panel, I'll be there as well. Whatever. I'm not raising expectations for anyone. But, of course, then also Sunday, we will have a live recording of Solve This at 5:30 at the, this says Westin 7th floor, Westin Atlanta Ballroom, and then some of the other ones don't say the 7th floor, they just say the Westin Atlanta Ballroom, but as I understand it, it's on the 7th floor, and by the way, the 7th floor is deceiving, because actually Westin has floors that are below the lobby.
It's a Tesseract, that whole hotel, the Westin is a Tesseract. You can get lost, and find yourself into a bar, it's weird. Oh my gosh, okay. And then there's like this airlock. Great. Oh my gosh, yeah, there's like this, in order to get to the pool, you take this elevator, and then you go through this airlock door, and then you go through another door, and there's the pool. It's weird, weird.
So you could,
that's why I'm staying there.
So you could literally be walking through the Westin and end up in a box shipped to Lee's house.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, so check out the Need Coffee schedule. There's a lot more stuff. There's a lot of, oh, wow. There's I synced it once, and now there's another sync already. There's another update to the stupid schedule. So yeah. Things have changed again. I don't know. It's probably somebody just fixed it.
Those are all your friend codes.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I see that now.
Yeah, so things and words and stuff and do things at Dragon Con, because I'm so beat at this point. Oh, and if you want to, you
can... we're not even there. We're 10 days out. You're already beat, John.
Well, hold on. See, here's the thing.
Yeah, me too.
I just did a count of, I have 11 more podcasts to post, but I only have 8 days left in my countdown.
So post 2.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah. Several.
Double up, man.
I'm going to have to double up.
Yeah.
So, I think we've done 50. I think we actually did do 50 podcasts.
Put them all on one show and call them Pussy Riot.
Yeah.
And
or you could put out a compilation of the best of the episodes you didn't air.
Hey Rob, are we gonna get a list of where we're supposed to be for Brit Track?
I would normally tell you yes, but in this year, I have to tell you, and Ross, I mean this with the utmost love, it's not my problem.
Oh.
Pussy.
All right.
Riot.
He doesn't want to do that shit.
This is the part where Lee is patting me on the back, and hopefully we're just like, our voice has been trained. No, I don't. Honestly, I just found out I was on three things tonight I didn't know before I got on the podcast.
I don't want to do that shit.
I don't.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fuck all of y'all.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed that I was going to be on both Bad Men.
I think that's required.
Yes.
Well, you're on the music panel. Rox, I think you're moderating Steampunk, and I have no idea what else you're on. Scott's on Gay Themes. I think he's on another Who.
Well, Rox is on the What Makes the Villain panel, because she's basically going to have a PowerPoint presentation that describes exactly what villain is.
That's it. I thought I was. Aren't we on the Midsummer Murder one?
Yes.
There's one for British crime shows.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just checking.
So as I was saying,
I'll wander up and just say I'm here.
As I was saying, check out needcoffee.com for the latest updates.
Or
send Widge. Or request a friend code from Widge. That's the other thing.
I'll
do some investigating, and I will get back to you.
Thank you.
But, you know, you're asking me to cross the stream. So.
Actually, I do got to ask Widge a question.
Yeah?
Have you tried installing the app on your wonderful phone?
I have already accepted your friend request, so the answer is yes.
Oh, so it works on your phone. I was curious.
No. Well, John, I will say this. It doesn't make my phone mysteriously reboot or shut down or force close any more than any other app on my phone. So in that respect, I fucking hate my phone. Well, anyway.
Do not toss the phone from Nikolai's.
Why you would put Android on a perfectly good Kindle, I have no idea.
Hold on a second. Again, your problem isn't Android. Your problem is the manufacturer. Your problem is that particular piece of hardware. The Kindle already is Android.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so glad I don't have one.
Which Pussy Riot use? Apple or Android? Fight!
Android.
You know, I like my Kindle. It's good. I like it. It is a good machine.
I think it's just Widge.
Say what?
Oh,
I think it's Widge.
No, it's not me. No, you're right. It is Samsung, but Samsung has cured me of Android. It's their fault. I blame them completely.
You know what? Okay.
And I will say this, that while trying to watch the second season of Boardwalk Empire on Blu-ray earlier, it sounded like my Samsung Blu-ray player was trying to eat the disc. So,
you know, it may just be that it knows that you're speaking ill of it. Samsung devices are about to.
Widge, don't drink the apple Kool-Aid.
Let me put it this way.
Look,
I have an iPod that has lasted literally. The only reason my last iPod died is because it fell in a toilet. Okay, and that may have been me subliminally killing it because it was one I had received from IBM. So.
IBM gave you an Apple product.
Yes, the IBM, who never made an MP3 player, to my knowledge, gave me an MP3 player. You're absolutely right, Scott. So now,
Widge, if I may.
Yes, please.
In defense of you to Scott,
yeah.
Apple does make products that just quite simply work.
Right.
Which may, as you've said many times, is all you care about.
Well, it's not all I care about, but when the fact that your product doesn't work is getting in the way of my ability to work, that's when it becomes a problem. And even if it was a situation in which I could, with a little futzing, get it to work, maybe even a medium amount of futzing. But when it takes three different USB drivers to attach to your phone. Oh. When the phone will not allow me to even attach to my computer, when I have to use Dropbox to move anything from my phone to my computer and vice versa, which only stopped working because Dropbox will not run on this phone anymore.
You know what? I don't know if it's indicative of Samsung. I think it's just your phone.
I've heard other people who have had problems with Samsung products. It's not just me.
Well,
I would say if anyone got a Samsung product and it's working, then thank your lucky stars, because I've heard more people have problems with them than not. So,
wow. Because I've had like a lot of Samsung phones and I haven't had a problem with them.
Well, I have had three Samsung products: the Blu-ray player, which is shit; my phone, which is shit; and I had a DVD burner, which, yeah, when it died, I jokingly said it would be hilarious if this was Samsung. And then I looked up the company that made it. It was actually manufactured by Samsung.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, folks, there are components. Most of the components in the iPhone are also Samsung.
Yeah, they are.
You can't escape them, Widge.
No, but see, the difference is this.
Actually, if he goes iPhone 5, which is where it looks like he's targeting, they no longer make the display, at least for
Well, and normally iPhone. I would go for the 4S simply because it's a back level version and therefore will be slightly cheaper. But I do like the larger screen, because that was one of the reasons why I didn't get an iPhone to begin with.
Assuming it will have a larger screen.
Yes. Assuming it will have a larger screen. Yes, indeed. So. If it does not, I'll probably go with a 4S. But one of the two problems I had were, it's a tiny screen and I have sausage fingers. Okay. And two, the fact that when I try, unlike the iPad, which no matter which way you rotate it, rotates, right? Every way I turned the iPhone was the wrong way. So on certain apps, if I turned it to the left, it wouldn't turn. And I was just like, this is going to make me fucking insane.
Well, that was the flip side of what I was going to say. Yes, it just works, but you have to do it their way.
Well, you know what? As long as their way works, I'm totally fine with that.
Oh, I understand.
Because this way is bullshit.
Look, I gave my wife an iPhone because I was just tired of trying to debugging her problems and her trying to figure out how to do certain things with her device. Now, granted, the Android operating system has come a long way since she had her device several years ago. But I understand it. I feel you. I understand it. But still, I wish you would leave.
No, trust me. You can thank Samsung for the fact that I am leaving the first fucking chance I get. I am not coming back.
Well, did you load the device, the application on your iPad? The Android app? The DragonCon app, yes.
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. Because it does work on there too, and apparently the maps are really nice on there, apparently.
They're nice. Hey, cool. You didn't send me a friend request, John.
Yes, I did. It went to your B-South address.
No, it didn't.
I certainly sent you one.
Really?
Yeah.
You send it again.
Sure. All right.
So anyway.
Oh, I'm done, by the way. Ding.
Okay, good. All right, lovely. So thank you, John. All right, so my recommendations. First, let me say that John is correct. We'll be all over Dragon Con. Watch for the schedule to go up. And what I would say is look for – I would say follow – if you're trying to get any updates or stuff, follow us on Twitter, Need Coffee Feed, or myself, Widget. I don't – two T's. I don't always know if TweetDeck's going to work on my phone.
But you have an iPad, don't you? Oh, but
I do, but I don't know. I'm not necessarily carrying that around with me everywhere at the con. Because the funny thing is, you know, I was supposed to have this portable phone that was supposed to let me do all this stuff. But I mean, you know.
But you're not bitter.
I am bitter, actually. I'm extremely fucking bitter. But anyway.
He's so bitter, he's not even going to be sarcastic about it.
How long were you allowed to become bitter?
Oh, what? Who? What? Three people talked at once.
How long were you aged to become bitter?
A long damn time. I am very old.
And were you stored in a cask?
I was stored in a casket, if that may works for you. Oh, Jesus. All right. So, but anyway, yes. So I would recommend that for any updates, and watch the site, and we will have a schedule posted. Now, as always, we remind you, and lots of you people, more of you are doing this, which is extremely helpful. Thank fuck that you're doing this, because it does help. If you go to needcoffee.com/Amazon, if you save that URL and you use that instead of your regular Amazon, instead of, don't be one of these people that goes and types it, goes to Google and types Amazon to find Amazon.com. No, don't do that. Bookmark it. People do that. Bookmark it and go using our URL, and whatever you were going to buy anyway, we magically get kickbacks for because we sent you there. So that is very, very helpful. He said, looking down the barrel of Dragon Con, which is expensive. So anyway, that being said, I'm going to completely fuck myself over and mention something free as well, because Clue has come out on Blu-ray from Paramount. And it occurs to me that one of the best double features you could ever watch would be Murder by Death and Clue. Okay. Back to back. Now, Murder by Death is not available on Blu-ray. Clue is now out. It came out a couple weeks ago. But if you are on Amazon Prime, they are both available for free to stream. So you can have your own little Murder by Death Clue double feature for free from Amazon streaming. And I recommend doing that. The first chance I get, I'm probably going to do it. I'll probably do that while recovering from fucking Dragon Con. So
I feel like I have asked this before, but I cannot remember your response. Do we get kickbacks if people get Amazon Prime through the Need Coffee thing?
If they sign up for Amazon Prime, I don't believe that we do. However, if you do sign up for Amazon Prime, and here's the quick, the 50 words or less Amazon Prime story. We signed up for Amazon Prime here because we, you know, wanted to try it, and it was Christmas, and we were coming down to the wire, and the free 2-day shipping goes anywhere. So it's not, so even if you're shipping stuff to Lee's house, right, it's free 2-day shipping. And so, but we forgot to turn it off, so we wound up paying for it for the year. So we, well, okay, fine, we just used it. But we actually went back before we renewed, and we said, did we actually save any money? And this was before you could order everything off of Amazon. So we just went back and went, okay, did we actually save it? And we were like, yeah, we did. So that whole free super saver shipping, having to store stuff in your cart till you get $25 and then getting, you know, free shipping, which takes a week to get to you. No, there's a free second day shipping. I'll say this. The one time that you have to break down and pay for overnight shipping of a gift to somebody that you fucking forgot to get, and it only costs you $4 to do it, the one time you've done that and kept harmony in the family, I have no idea what that's like. No, never. No, never would I know what that's like. No. But,
so what, is Harmony your cousin?
Harmony is not my cousin. Harmony Gold, however, does have the rights to Robotech. Now,
however, she plays his cousin on television.
Yes, she does. That was in the final season of Spaz House, where they added both me and Robert Vaughn. So,
Hashtag Spaz House.
Yes, and we kept Robert Vaughn, just so you know.
He came back for the reunion special. I wasn't fucking asked back.
No.
And guess what, Witch? They let him land the plane.
I know. I'm that chick from like the first season of A-Team that disappeared, you know? And I don't even look good in those pants. So, all right, now, what was I saying? Oh, but I was just saying, but if you do get Amazon Prime, you are more likely to buy stuff from Amazon because it's just easier. Crazy stuff. Like, for example, I am buying, true confession, I am buying, for part of my diet, I'm eating more chili, and I'm buying turkey, no beans chili, because I fucking hate beans, but the turkey is like 98% fat free. You can't get it at any stores.
But beans are good for your heart, Widge.
Not if you're doing that 4-hour body thing, I don't think.
No, beans are fine. Beans are fine. It's just that I fucking hate beans. I literally, that's when it became eerie, Rox. If you ever read a book where they have obviously anticipated exactly what you're going to say. I literally was reading through the diet portion of For Our Body, and he was talking about beans and beans and beans, and I said, oh God, I fucking hate beans. What am I going to do? Turn the page. There's a section called I effing hate beans. What do I do? And I went, oh, this is fucking freaky. So anyway, but yes, so I've been ordering, you know, 6 can cases of turkey, no beans, chili, so that I can try to not be large. So, but yes, so Amazon Prime, we don't get kickbacks for doing it. However, if you save it, needcoffee.com/Amazon and use that for your Amazon Prime purchases, it's perfectly
fine. So, like, if you want to get the 4-Hour Body by, what's
I actually recommend. Tim Ferriss. Yes, I actually recommend that. That's
And you've actually had some results on doing his stuff, right?
Yes. Yes. I lost 7 inches off my waist, and I've pretty much kept them off. And I have gone down from I've gone down 2 jean sizes, and I now wear a large T-shirt instead of an extra large.
Shit.
And I will say this: it's worth it losing the weight, just so I don't know about you guys. But like me, extra large T-shirts, I could never put them in the dryer because shit shrinks and then it doesn't fit anymore and then you're fucked. Now I'm just like, throw it all in the fucking dryer. Want it all to fucking shrink. I don't have to rebuy this shit. So I recommend it. So there you go. I think that brings us to the end of another episode of Weekend Justice. And I think just like every episode of Weekend Justice, since we started, back in 1853, it has always been our weekly tradition to say, Pussy Riot.
Pussy Riot.
Pussy Riot.
Pussy.
Hobo.
Riot.
Pussy.
Riot.
Pussy.
Riot.
Pussy.
There you go.
Lou Campbell, thanks you.
Give me just a minute while I clarify.
Hi there. Many of you know me as the half-assed engineer John on Need Coffee's Weekend Justice podcast. But what most of you don't know is that before I was internationally known by tens of people, I was a patient at the Sleep Deprivation Institute, known as NeedCoffee.com. NeedCoffee.com has provided me and many of you with hundreds of hours of therapy through engaging rants, dreamcasts, reviews, contests, news of the offbeat and cool, and of course, more information about caffeine than was really necessary. Why, without Need Coffee, I might have actually seen Starship Troopers 4 bugging out. Thank you, Need Coffee, for saving me from that fate. Now, all this goodness does come at a cost, so the fine folks at Need Coffee are asking for your help. Please head over to needcoffee.com/memberships to learn what you can do to keep this invaluable resource alive. Your contribution not only will allow for more great content and more chances to win free shit, but it might just save a kitten. So as you sit there, listening to this podcast, this free podcast, sipping on your $8 Café de Frou-Frou, think about what you could have done with that money instead. Sure, you could have donated to some worthy cause, or you could keep Need Coffee and kittens alive. Your choice. Visit needcoffee.com/memberships for more details. Oh, crap. Did I record that?
And here's Dakota.
All I'm going to say is check your freezing point.
Is that what you... That's disgusting.
Oh, that's a whole... No,
I know. It's kind of surprising.
Widge, cut that last part out, please.
What?
Huh?
You heard what I said.